Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Ayo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
House is burning down. The dog's inside. You gonna get it?
No.
I am. I'm going to get it.
All right.
Depends on how bad the fire is.
Yeah. If it just started, I might go get the dog.
If it's about to come down. Lisa, if it's some Lisa Left Eye Lopez shit, no, I'm not going back in that
fuck
bitch.
That dog. Fuck that dog. Please.
Yeah, nah, that you can't because you
not
you,
even thinking twice.
It's a suicide mission at that
exactly,
point.
Exactly, because like, the dog only has to live like five more years. I got my whole life, nigga.
Nah, but I'm off rip. I'm going in there, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Nah, like I said, if the fire,
whatever happens,
if the fire, if the
no,
fire,
nigga.
If the fire just, if the fire just started,
saying that it's not, it's it a is. Family member. It is
not nobody's fire. A family member, Corey.
It is. It
you bought is. It. You don't buy family members.
You don't.
No.
You used to.
Yeah, and that was a bad, dark time.
I'm just saying, they family. They live there.
The dog's family.
They family.
Nigga, flies live there too. They ain't my family, oh motherfucker. My what?
Why do you always do that?
They're both animals. They didn't
your analogies to, of your dad lately.
They mean the same to me.
That's something.
It's just
wrong.
That I actively take care of this dog, and
you
I don't actively
see a therapist.
I don't need to see a therapist. It's a dog.
They families. I'm saying
it's a pet. It's not family.
They're not a fish. Pet. They're dogs. It's a difference.
Mike, would you dog fight?
If I had no other income, yeah.
That's sick.
What?
That is sick.
I don't think I would ever result.
Yeah, ever.
Niggas box. Niggas are gladiators that fought to the death. And you dog fighting? That's what?
No, that's like... That's low to me.
I'm
like,
not dog fighting.
That's like, yeah, I would never.
I don't think I would dog fight.
And if anything, if I saw one, I'm snitching too. I'm dead ass. God. I call the cops.
You would not survive in the hood, bro.
I don't give a
that's
fuck.
That's regular shit.
I'm township tough.
You know what else is regular in the hood? A lot of shit.
Yeah,
like a murder.
Lot of dumb shit.
But like, that doesn't mean it's okay. That's the most benign shit you can get into in the hood.
It's
so you all right, so boom. Would you rather? Would y'all either dog fight or sell drugs?
Sell.
I'm so.
I probably sell drugs.
Yeah, every time. I'm not dog fighting.
Oh, y'all.
And those are my only two choices.
Because
y'all know y'all would make the same amount of money.
Oh yeah, every time. I'm not fighting no dog. No.
Yo, I'm fighting the fuck out of you.
And you know, I will be the world's worst drug dealer. I don't know nothing about that.
I like dogs too much.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I.
I actually value dogs.
Yeah, like I value
dogs. I love dogs too. They're
no, you
great.
Don't. But I know there's been no. Nothing you've ever said to me, Michael,
listen,
that says Mike
because
loves
y'all
dogs.
Make these wild.
Nigga.
If the house is burning down, would you go risk your life for a dog? No, I'm not risking my life for a fucking dog. It's a
wait,
dog.
That's a real scenario. That happens.
Yeah, and then if that happens, the dog is going down with the house.
I guess I am too.
Yeah, see, that's...
He's
not
like
kill
said,
himself
yeah,
over a
like
dog.
I said,
I'm not killing myself over a dog.
Take your ass to Petco and get another one.
No, that's actually not a thing.
What?
It's not the same. Like, that void is still going to be there.
I mean, that's your fault. That's something you need to talk to. If a dog makes a void in your life, if a fucking thing that eats its own shit can leave a void in your life, you need to talk to somebody.
No.
That you can't get another shit eater to fill this void. Nigga, no. You gotta go talk to somebody. Man. I'm not risking my life for a mother. I've had dogs ever since I could walk, nigga. None of these niggas are special. They just you feed them. They give you a good time. They, you know, they
you just go. Never had a connection
yeah,
to a dog.
Never
I
had a
loved,
connection.
I loved every single dog I've ever had. But at the end of the day, I know what they are. They are a pet, and it's my time with them are limited.
So if a dog, like, did you ever have a dog run away when you were little?
Yes.
And you didn't feel no type of way. It was just
I was sad for a little bit. You know what happened? I got another fucking dog. And I didn't care about the last dog anymore. Because you know what I got? New dog. I don't give a shit.
That means it doesn't have much. That means just dogs, just you don't value dogs.
Yeah, that's what you just don't value
dogs. That's really all it is.
I don't value dogs like I value a person.
I'm not saying it's like a person.
I value the dog while I have the dog. I'm not going to, oh man, I remember when I used to have polo 16 years ago every day. Or I'm not going to have to see a therapist because the death of Roscoe got me broken up. No, I'm not doing that. It's a fucking animal. You can get another one. And you'll be, and you will be fine. Like, am I wildin'?
I'm not paying you no mind.
Yo,
I'm not.
I feel like you're wild a little bit. We've had this conversation before.
And I can't fathom this. Especially you. I cannot fathom it, Corey. I know we love animals, and animals.
You don't love animals.
You don't love animals. You don't.
Okay, I enjoy them from when I got them. How about that?
Do you feel like, okay, do you feel like you don't feel any type of way when you see, like, people killing giraffes and shit? Like, shooting the fuck out of rhinos and taking
Because those are endangered animals.
Oh. Even if it's not endangered.
Yeah.
It's another one. Who gives a fuck?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That bothers me. I don't like seeing it.
How about, I don't like it, but it's not ruining my day.
No.
It's not changing my mood.
Nah, I get that.
I'm going to move on fairly quickly.
Yeah, I'll put it like
how
that.
Long does
but
that,
I'm saying, but
how
if
long
you
does
had
that
to
affect you?
Maybe 15 seconds.
Yeah, but I'm saying
cut mine in a third, maybe three.
It still affects you somehow though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, yo, yeah, cuz that's not
I don't think it should be legal. Like,
now, listen.
That's what I'm saying.
Legal. It's not legal.
No, going around just killing animals for the fuck of it? No.
We can't be doing that. Even to me that's what dog fighting is because the dog is going
to
die.
Yeah, cuz you have to kill the dog after that.
So it has to die.
It has to die.
You have to kill.
You yes, you do. You the do. Dog has do. Injuries; it can't survive.
Not
you
even that.
Kill it.
No, like it's too aggressive.
Too aggressive.
In the house.
Gonna,
I mean, keep it outside in the backyard. But
that's another.
That's
thing.
That's what they do. They fucking chain
keep
them
it outside. No,
you have problems with keeping a dog outside.
I would never do that.
I wouldn't.
It gets cold as hell.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not putting no dog outside.
He would keep a dog outside, like
he's an animal like it outside.
Stays, like the dog stays outside. Like you're like you stay in the house and the dog's room is outside.
Like, nigga, no.
Are y'all insane?
I'm not doing that.
You are against hunting.
And I'll be telling people
this is normal stuff. Like
you're not. Like this. My uncle has a farm in Virginia. He keeps all the dogs outside. 365. I'd be telling him stop doing that.
Why?
It's cold as hell outside.
In Virginia?
Yes.
It gets cold.
No,
it's not there.
It gets cold in Virginia, Mike. You know this, right?
Now, no. The only time you should keep the dogs inside is during the winter months. Or really only when it snows. Any other time, you keep the motherfuckers outside.
You had your pit outside?
Yes. They had a kennel outside.
I'm calling the cops on y'all.
You're calling the cops? Animals outside?
Do you want to be outside all day?
I'm not a fucking animal! Nigga, that's different. I know you don't like the thing. We all share the same earth. No, nigga, it's a hierarchy in this bitch. And we are at the top, nigga. And dogs are not.
I'm not saying they are.
This nigga said he's gonna call the cops on me for keeping dogs outside. Dog animals outside.
I'm not keeping no dog outside.
Yeah, I'm not keeping them outside.
I'm not doing that.
Nigga, they keep dogs outside. They have kennels where you keep them outside.
Bro, the elements still affect them.
Yeah, there's still extreme heat.
Yeah,
they have like a little dog house where they go inside. I'm not bringing you in the house. If that's what I choose to. I've had some dogs when they stayed inside, but that's because our yards wasn't big enough to keep them outside. But when we had the time to keep the space to keep them niggas outside, them fuckers were outside. And they came in when we wanted them to
come
in.
Well, did you have big dogs? Is that why? Were they like big?
I always had big dogs. But it didn't matter. Sometimes I had big dogs, they stayed inside. But most of the time, the big dogs, small dogs, but I really never had a small dog. Mm-hmm. But they stayed their ass the fuck outside. They had a kennel and they had a doghouse and they were fucking fine.
I feel like if your house isn't that big and you have a bigger dog, then the dog staying outside in the kennel does make sense because it's just Not enough room. No,
if I decide,
but if it's a small dog, you don't keep situation, small dogs
every,
out.
Every household doesn't need a dog.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
What does that mean?
Like when you came to the studio apartment in Philly and you were like, you about to put a pit bull in this studio apartment?
Oh yeah, that's just
that's
dumb.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were saying you need to tailor your house to a fucking dog.
Well, no, I'm not
just
that
like,
bad.
Fuck that.
No, nah, you don't tailor.
No,
nah,
I'm not. You don't tailor your house.
Well, like,
I'm not gonna blame you. If you
yeah,
do,
there's people. There's people that do, but you don't have to do that.
There's nothing wrong with them either.
Like. You don't know how many people keep their dogs outside. And
I mean, nah, there's a lot
of
people.
And they're happy dogs.
Nah, there's a lot of people that do, but I just.
And those dogs are happy. They're happy creatures.
I don't know about that.
I do. They look. What?
I don't know.
That's because y'all are only used to seeing dogs inside.
I'm used to seeing dogs that are taken care of.
I've gotten a dog that stayed outside, and when we put him inside 24/7, he didn't know how to act.
Exactly, because it's like, I don't belong here.
No, I do belong here.
He don't belong here.
He didn't belong out there, that's why I was acting like that.
If I started putting you outside, you would not a fucking act, because you're not used to it.
He was way too aggressive anyway.
I'm not keeping a dog outside. Man.
Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not.
Why are you not keeping an animal outside?
Sick.
I feel like I should.
On you.
I mean, you and the dog. The cops will be like, "Yeah, why'd you waste my fucking time?" And they'll arrest you for obstruction of justice.
No, they won't, because they pull up with the canine. I'm like, "Is that fucking dog outside, nigger?"
I bet you them dogs is out. Them canines is outside.
I promise you, them canines. Those canines are taken care of.
Because my neighbor is a cop and he has a canine. And the dog is inside.
Them niggas take care of their dogs, bro. You crazy? You are crazy.
Them dogs be getting taken. Way better care than we are.
Yeah, it's kind of sick. It's, what? It's a fucking.
Stop saying.
Stop saying what? What is it? What is it?
You're making it seem like they're fish or something.
They are all the same. What does what adds to your life does a fish does that a dog doesn't? Huh?
You answer that, Mike.
I can't. They all just cost money.
Dog
and they're fun to look at and be around. I guess you can touch the dog. You can't touch the fish.
How about the simple fact that you can call a dog's name? And if I had a dog right now and I called this dog's name and the dog was upstairs in my room and heard me, it would run down here.
No, dogs are a lot smarter than we give them credit for.
Like that's just one thing.
That's phenomenal. And I mean, keep going. Run down the list.
I'm just saying that's one. Just one difference from a dog and a fish. Like you're not about to sit here and compare a dog to a fish. Or a turtle. We have
it's
a turtle
good for
upstairs.
Emotional support, you know, relieve stress. Nah, I don't know if y'all school, but when finals came around.
That they would bring out puppies.
Yeah, they bring out. Yo, people be going there taking study breaks.
You're fucking right.
I know I was.
My school they gave us snacks and we were still fine.
Should have gave you dogs.
Give you dogs.
Okay. You prefer the snacks?
I prefer the snacks. Give me the goldfish.
Telling you, man.
I don't have to pick up after the goldfish is shit.
You hate dogs.
Well, I don't hate dogs. I love dogs.
You hate animals.
Stop saying
I don't.
You don't love dogs, Mike.
Any person that loves a dog is not going to keep them outside. I'll just say that.
What?
If you love dogs,
say that again.
If you love dogs, you're not keeping your dog outside.
Exactly. If you,
I promise.
Huh?
If you love your dog. If you love your dog, you're not keeping that dog outside.
Yes, you are.
The only way I'm putting the dog outside for an extended period of time is if they want to be out there. Other than that, no.
Or if it's just
what the fuck did it write you a letter, Corey?
Nah, but you'll know. They'll
master. Die. I'd like to be outside for the moment.
Or if it's just a really nice day and it's not too hot, it's not too cold. Exactly. Like okay, you can stay outside all day. That's fine. But obviously, there's a time and a place. At night, I'm not keeping my dog outside at night.
Yeah, what's gonna happen? In the backyard, what's gonna happen? What is a vulture gonna come down and kill it? In the kennel in the doghouse, is it gonna get into it with a gang of squirrels?
I'm not keeping my dog outside at night.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like,
I'm not.
What the fuck is gonna get robbed?
Oh my god.
I just don't like the idea of that.
What is it, spooky?
Alright.
Y'all are not giving me no logical reason to keep this.
You're
dog
not
outside.
Giving me a logical reason why it needs to be outside.
Because number one, my house is clean now because it's not shitty in the fucking house.
If you train your dogs properly, they don't do that.
They do it anytime, even when they're trained sometimes. So don't. Nope. You're a liar.
Never had that problem.
You're a liar. You're a goddamn lie.
Never had that problem. And the studio at that.
That dog has been trained for years at that point. You're up the dog's ass taking it out every 5 seconds.
Doesn't matter.
It has no room to shit anywhere.
No, I'm just saying.
Every other thing. Hey, boy. Hey, boy. Hey, boy. Hey, boy.
Nah, even...
The dog's annoyed at you. Like, yo, get the fuck out of my face.
I've never had a problem with dog shit in the house. If you train them properly, they're not going to do that. They're not going to. Because in not 9 times out of 10, they're going to let you know that they have to use the bathroom. So that if they shit in the house, that's probably on the owner.
I don't even got to worry about that because they're going to keep them outside. You know what I mean? You don't have to think about that because you know what you do? Shit ass, shit outside.
You don't love dogs. Well, we say all that to say, welcome to Not Yo, the stop, Podcast. Stop, stop, no, Mike does not love dogs. Mike, stop. I
love the dogs. Stop it. I recognize
you don't
the hierarchy between love them.
You're like dogs. That boyfriend that just keeps cheating, but you keep saying you love her.
Yeah, you don't love her.
You don't love her.
You don't.
Because that's no way an equal comparison. It is. I don't, that's a relationship
it is.
With
you know how it is equal? Because you're
mean.
You know how it is equal?
Y'all are equating humans to dogs.
You know how it's equal? Because you're saying one thing, but you're doing another. That's how it's equal.
And me and him never agree on anything.
I love you because I'm fucking feeding you.
What?
I love you because...
Okay, R. Kelly.
And you can say the same... I love you. You can say the same to the girl. I love you because I'm fucking you.
That's not how that works.
That's how that works. Mike, fuck... Oh, I can't stand this nigga. You're saying one thing and you're doing another.
Yeah. All right, we're just going to do it.
That's all it is.
Can you keep a dog outside? You niggas have never been below the Mason-Dixon line, because I swear to God, that's all they do out there. And you're not going to tell me those Bible-thumping niggas
are you telling
love
me
their dogs.
Are you telling me below the Mason-Dixon line is the best part of this country, Mike?
Yeah.
When it comes to dogs, I'm not going to... Are you telling me good things come from there?
I mean, I'm not going to take offense about their stance on dogs.
Just do the intro, bro.
What's funny about this conversation is not the fact that we're having this conversation, which it is the fact that this nigga Coy is distressed that I don't think dogs need to be like.
I would just
never do that.
Cared for? I would just never do that. If I gotta put the dog outside for house shit, then I don't need a dog at all. I'm not putting a dog outside.
Simple.
And put it like this, like, and I was having a like. Obviously, in New Jersey,
having so probably spooned with his dog when they're in the house.
You're doing a lot, but like
you rub his nipples.
What?
Doggy nips.
Nah, but my boss is from Canada, so he was saying that like you can't leave your dogs outside because they'll get killed by like coyotes and bears and shit.
We don't have coyotes and bears, Corey.
He's telling a story, Mike. Let him tell the story. Let him tell the story.
We don't have
let
those
him.
Things.
Let him.
But his
let
reason
him.
Was they would get killed. Finish.
He wasn't done.
Finish the coyote the bear story. Did the coyote get out a stick of dynamite?
Like anyway, I was saying, because he was also saying that he doesn't agree that dogs should be outside, besides the fact that we're not in Canada.
So why'd you bring up the coyotes and the bears?
Because that's saying, nah.
Well, out there, obviously, that's a possibility. But
nah,
even
nah,
so,
even
here.
No, and if you live in California, you should not be leaving your dog outside, because there are coyotes in California.
What about in Compton?
I don't know about that. Not too familiar.
Oh, no, he could get caught in the drive-by. I'm sorry. Fucking assholes.
You just ruined it.
You're
in that kind of
apples to oranges. What are you talking about?
I'm not in that kind of.
And I once said you should go to law school because you debate really well.
But it's a dog. Like,
losing it.
I swear to God, if we were in a court, we wouldn't even go this long because the judge would be like, yo, it's a fucking dog. Clink and keep it moving.
You know that's a lie because niggas go to
jail. Let's get to the real case.
Dogs.
Let's get to the triple murder instead of the dog fight case.
Nah.
That's a lie because niggas go to jail.
For you can go to jail for animal
niggas
cruelty.
Niggas go to jail.
You can go to
it's a TV show.
Then you can go to jail for jaywalking. So?
So where's your argument?
Yeah, where's your argument? I'm a little lost, bro.
Just because you go to jail for it doesn't mean it's some horrible act.
I've always said on the fact that if you can harm an animal intentionally, something is wrong with you mentally.
I'm not harming an animal intentionally by having it sit, lay out, be outside. You think that's harming an animal?
Not harming it, but like, why are you doing that?
Because I don't want it in the house.
Why do you have a dog in the first place?
Huh?
Why do you have a dog in the first place?
You don't need to have it in the house. In the house all the time?
Where else is it gonna go? It lives
out fucking shop! Jesus Christ. Like, I'm not saying I only see the dog when it comes outside. It comes inside, but when it's time to shut shit down, your ass is outside.
Wait, so when you go to sleep, you're sending the dog outside. That's what you're saying?
Yes. Like, when I'm chilling, I want the dog around. Yo, come in. Yeah, we can chill. But when it's shutdown time, go to your ass in the doghouse out fucking time. What is the problem with that?
It's cold outside, Mike.
Yeah, like... And you're like, all right, so I know...
If there was no pets, you know where these dogs would be? Where would they be? Come on, somebody help me.
You said if there was no...
What? If there were, if they weren't our pets, where would these dogs be? Come on.
Roaming the streets.
And where are the streets?
Dominican Republic.
Boo, out fucking side. Outside. Be outside.
These animals are domesticated, though. That's
yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's the difference.
They can be domesticated in the backyard.
Yeah. I'm not talking about.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm
not. I'm just not.
They can't.
It's beating a dead horse. I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm done. I'm
yeah,
done. I'm
we done. Need. We're running a poll. You can. I don't understand. I really. I'm not getting it.
You're gonna lose, Mike. I hope you don't expect to win.
I promise
you're about to lose whatever you're betting.
I promise you, I'll win.
And if they do,
promise you,
you're not gonna win.
I promise you,
you're not gonna win.
It's so many households where the dogs are outside.
I'm not saying that that's false, but I'm just saying I don't agree with that.
And a lot of
and
people
you're
don't.
Giving me no good reasons as to why that shouldn't be. Except it's cold out there sometimes.
And it's really and hot out there sometimes, too.
How hot is it at night? When I said when it's hot, when it's time to go outside at night, it's hot. Where the fuck are we at? Are we on the equator?
New Jersey.
Oh. How hot has it been at night to you?
Sometimes it gets hot. You can get heat exhaustion.
I fucking hate you, Corey. Introduce the podcast, Corey. Thank you. Elsie, oh yeah, because you got me mixed
go ahead,
up.
No, go ahead,
I don't want this nigga to speak anymore, honestly.
You said Corey.
You want me to introduce us?
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, you want to do it since you're part of the official choir. If y'all haven't seen the new logo or the new art,
take it
which
over,
will be the new logo.
Don't fuck up.
It's your boy, Corey. Here with Not That Serious, the podcast. We got Mike here.
Yo.
And Julian. And then,
see, it doesn't even sound right.
Shut up. He said his real
you
name.
Fucked it up. You fucked it up. I didn't like that.
back to the sis.
back in the back
seat. I didn't like it. We gotta work on it.
Alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's just a demo.
You can edit that out.
Where are we at? We're at 22.
Yeah. 22
we're,
out.
We're keeping that. Nah, you gotta have to live
what's
with
that. What's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yeah.
As Corey said earlier, you know, we're back here, back again. It's another week, so you already know what that means. It's another episode of the greatest podcast in podcasting. You feel me? And no, don't text me, Corey. I'm not editing
we're
it
not
out.
We're not editing that out.
We're keeping that.
That's your charger.
We're keeping
that's
that. Like that. Like one of my exes threatened me about the baby. Okay.
Now you might.
Not now. Back then.
Okay.
I was scared.
You were in that situation?
Bro,
I was scared.
What? Nigga.
You gotta tell that story.
No, I don't. No, she might be listening.
What, she like threatened? Like she put the
not
pressure on you?
Not threatened, but it was like.
Sounds like it was a little bit of a threat.
It was some shit.
Sounds like it was like I'll keep it
because I don't want to sound fucked up the way it turned out and how I felt about how it turned out. So we just gonna keep it at that.
Did it turn okay? Without all right, content. What did they say? Spoilers without content. Were you happy with the way things turned out?
Being that I am not a father currently, yes.
That's all we needed.
That's all.
That's it. That's all we needed.
Yeah. Being that my wages are not currently garnished due to child support, I'm thrilled. I'm
ecstatic.
Did I have to act sad at the time? That's so fucked up. Oh my god. Yo, can you?
Yo, Corey.
Now text me for the.
You know what, Corey? He says stuff. He tries to say stuff like off to the side, but he forgets that it's a fucking podcast and recording.
He's trying to say shit to the side in front of a fucking microphone that's recording the conversation that's going to go out to over 1,000 people. nigga. How many weeks in a row?
He be wild.
He's blazing. Blazing like motherfucking Def Jam fight. Motherfucking Def Jam Vendetta, the blazing move. The blaze.
That's it. It's just fucking hot.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, yes, the greatest podcast in the history of podcastdom. We're back another week, so another episode.
Huh?
Charger. Oh, you wanted my charger. I don't have it. Oh, here.
I didn't bring mine down here.
Here you go, Chief. That's a lot of my other shit. Sorry, guys. So, yeah. So, how's everybody's week, man? How's everybody been?
I feel like it's been a long week.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a while.
Work been dragging. Like, I hate that.
Everything drags, man. Everything just about...
Yeah.
That's kind of like one of the depressing things about adulthood. Like, it feels like you really, like, you never understand that whole thing of living for the weekend and living for Friday until you, like, get a job and you work the shit, and it's like, ugh. You can't wait for Friday until you have those little minuscule 2 days, if that.
Yeah.
Don't have a second job where you gotta work the week, man.
I haven't had 2 days off in a minute.
I've had a day off in a minute.
Other than, like, without taking a vacation. Like,
yeah.
It's like just two consecutive
just
days.
Just a random Saturday is just yours.
Yeah, just two consecutive days. It's just because my work schedule doesn't work like that. We have to work, like, one, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You got to work one of those. So, and the other consecutive day is, like, a weekday. So I haven't had two consecutive days off in a row. And I DJ mainly Friday and Saturday. So I've been working, like, 6 out of the 7 days.
I don't miss that.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. That nigga be tired.
Niggas be tired, bro.
That's about it. Like,
niggas be fucking tired.
Yeah, it's whatever, though. I mean, figuring it out.
But, you know.
Gotta.
We really spent the first 30 minutes talking about fucking animals.
You spent the first 30 minutes arguing about us, about how animals don't.
Such a
shouldn't have logic. Shit.
I just don't rank animals the same as humans.
Neither do we.
This nigga's talking about it's a family member, and he's going into burning buildings to save dogs at the risk of his own life.
A dog is a family member.
I put it like this.
You don't buy family members. I don't go to Petco and get a brother or sister.
First of all, if you buy your animals from Petco, you're a piece of fucking shit.
You are, and I won't respect you.
Where do you get your animals from?
I get them from the pound.
Shelters.
Oh, you got a brother pound that you get your little brother? You get your sisters from the pound? Yeah. All right, shut up.
Here we go.
It's the flawed logic. This guy.
Did you pay cash or debit for your sisters?
Disgusting.
Your flawed logic.
Flawed, I guess.
But that is a sidebar. Yeah. Don't buy animals from, like, chain stores.
Please don't.
Because all those animals are, like, basically, like, abused and shit.
Are they?
She's all bad. Yeah.
And the reason why I go to the shelter is because if you don't, the dogs that are not adopted, they get killed.
They get killed, yeah.
I always get from the shelter.
Oh, yeah. Is there, like, a time limit on how long they stay before they get
hurt? Oh, the time's ticking.
Yeah, it's ticking.
Mmm.
Yeah.
So that's why as soon as I get my own spot, the first thing I'm doing is adopting a dog.
Yeah,
I'll probably have a dog before furniture.
You don't have to, but yeah,
I'll have a dog before furniture.
Yeah, no, I'll be more than okay with that too. Yeah. I just have my dog.
I'm cool. Y'all are fucking.
You don't, Mike. You don't love dogs.
Yeah,
you don't.
You just
don't.
You just
don't
love dogs before furniture.
You just don't love dogs
in a furnitureless house. But I got Sparky. Nigga, Sparky will be there. Or another dog like Sparky.
Nope.
Get some furniture, nigga.
Nope.
Get a couch. I'm
going to still get furniture.
Get some dishes. Get some flatware.
I want a dog that bad.
I mean, I want a dog that's cool, but I want to make sure everything else is in
mind. You want a dog that's cool. See, that's...
Like, I mean, I got to make sure I have the new PlayStation before I get a dog up.
You probably wouldn't even name your dog for, like, the first 3 weeks.
Nah, he was just like, yo.
Nigga, my guy. My guy.
Beloved.
Hey, yo.
You really going to pee?
Beloved.
I know I ain't walking with 10 hours, but you really going to pee right there?
My guy.
Am I still feeding it? I still give it shelter?
Mike, you probably killed the fuck out of your Chia Pets, didn't you? Or not Chia Pet. Yeah, that too. But the fucking Tamagotchi. Didn't stand a chance, did it?
Nah.
Not even a fucking chance.
Like the first couple minutes,
nigga,
like,
put it in his pocket.
I just hit one button and feed this shit. I'm done with this.
Nigga put it in his pocket and forgot it was in there. But like, fuck.
One thing I take care of like no other.
What?
Pokemon. Ugh. So.
Disgusting.
If the dog started learning like electric attacks, you know what I mean? Learns how to surf or cut trees.
They can learn how to surf. You just won't take the time to teach them. You never seen a dog surf? I've seen dogs skateboard. I've seen dogs ride scooters.
Unless a dog can learn fire blast, I really don't give a shit. Yeah.
I really hate this.
Yo, this nigga got his fucking... He got a fucking mutt in the bed wrapped up in a blanket on a pillow. A pillow that he probably sleeps on. That's... I don't... Like...
That's great.
It is great. It's awesome. You're never doing that shit.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but, because why?
But the sight of it why? Is cool. Because the dog can have his own bed at the end of mine.
Nah, but like, I didn't... She did that herself. Like,
on the foot of my bed.
My dog will never be that comfortable with this thing.
Okay.
Dogs have always slept with me.
Okay, here's... Okay. We know his past.
I'm not
we know.
Doing that.
Okay.
I don't mind.
You're a weirdo.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a weirdo because I don't want to spoon with the dog.
First of all.
Spooning, I'm sleeping.
Oh, no. The dog's the big spoon and you're the little spoon.
This is what we're
you're
not.
The dog clutches.
This is what we're not doing.
Continue. Rubbing your face against his doggy teats.
This is what we're not
fuck
doing.
Fuck out of here.
We're not sleeping in dogs. We're not sleeping in the bed with the dog.
He is though.
I'm not
he
doing it. I'm telling. Okay, this is where you know. Okay, this is where we draw.
Your man's
this is where we draw the circles. My circle's gonna be over here. Me and Corey are gonna have some similarities, and then he's gonna have his own circle,
like a Venn diagram.
Exactly, a Venn diagram. Couldn't think of a word. I haven't used it in fucking 20 years. So here we go. In Corey's Venn diagram. He has sleeping in the
bed. He has mad pictures of the dogs in his bed.
I got a wrong phone.
He got more dog. He got more pictures of the dog in his bed than the dog outside.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, he lived in Philly. There was nowhere. What was he gonna do? Anyway,
see, she has a jacket because it's cold. See,
I'm not. I'll definitely get a jacket for my dog.
Yo, it's cold. You need one.
See? Definitely. That's a definite.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'll definitely.
You got your dog in fucking North Face.
Yes,
goddamn
I did.
Right.
What a pussy.
Got a
goddamn right.
From her grandfather.
Her what?
Her grandfather.
Her grandfather. Did her dog? Who's a grandfather?
Her stepdad. What is so funny?
I made it sound worse. The way you said it just made it sound
like,
bad.
Yo, but, you sound like a bitch. I'm like, it's a, her what? Huh? It's a part of the tree now? It's the
she's
lineage?
Family.
Her stepdad.
I can't.
Hey, yo!
I can't.
He said the dog's stepdad. Elsie.
No, I said her grandfather.
Then you said step.
Yeah, no. We're all called stepdad.
And now, so, if I'm looking at the family tree, we're going to edit that name, too.
Yeah.
Give me the edit point on that.
I got you. We're going to edit that name.
Shorty's father.
Yeah.
Then the line goes down to Shorty. Next to the shorty dog. That's how the family tree looks to you.
Listen, man. The dogs, they just fits into the family. Like, you take care of it, you feed it, and all that good stuff. And then when the dog passes away, you get another one, and the dog takes its place. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, if my kid dies, I'm just not going to get another one.
People just have other kids.
After they mourn for years.
Some people mourn longer than others. Anyway...
Yo,
I can't stand you, Mike.
Like, I can't stand me because I just say maybe the dog doesn't need a North Face.
Which is insane.
And I'm not going to call him my nephew.
It's winter in Philly. You need a North Face.
I can't. Anyway, what are we talking about today? Because I'm sure
okay.
Not talking, not going
this?
Back and forth with you about.
You got it.
Not loving dogs.
Yeah, you're sick.
Yeah,
I'm sick because I'm not getting the North Face a dog, the dog of North Face, and I'm not cuddling in the sleep. You know what? I'll be motherfucking Charlie Manson insane, man. That's fine. Nigga, good.
I was saying, I'm not
nigga,
sleeping.
Give me my Dutch cap and because I'm crazy, my nigga. Great.
I told you, I'm not sleeping in the bed with dogs. That's fine. That's
but
off
I'm
limits.
Sick because I won't.
That's off limits right there.
But, no, you're sick too.
Huh?
You wouldn't let the dog sleep with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the bed, at where my feet are,
like
sure.
The foot, like, and you put their bed on top.
May depends on how big my
no,
fucking
bitch.
Bed is.
If you're, if you're in the same room
if
as
I,
me,
if I have a
you
king,
are privileged.
No, if I have a king size bed. Maybe. But for the most part, the dog is going to be sleeping
on the
floor.
I can have a California king, and you're outside still. You're outside. You are outside. I can have a motherfucking... What's bigger than a California king?
That, I don't think...
A Canada king. And that little fucking mutt
and it could be that's a teacup dog. It could be a teacup. It could be a teacup Yorkie. Uh-huh. And I have the biggest mattress known to man. I could have the Hulk Hogan King. And that little fucker is outside in a bucket for all I need to be. I will put that bitch in a bucket outside before you lay in my bed where I sleep. Nigga, no. 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 You're a dog. You sleep with the elements. With your with, with your animal brethren. With the squirrels and the bees and the fucking trees.
You are with the elements. I can't.
I'm nigga, done. Please.
I'm done. Anyway. Anyway.
All right. So before we properly start this podcast, 35 minutes in.
God.
We just want to start off by saying, like, prayers and condolences to everybody that was affected, hurt. If you had a family member, your friend, if you were a victim of the mass shootings that happened in El Paso, Texas, in Dayton, was it Dayton, Ohio? Mm-hmm. Dayton, Ohio.
Not Toledo.
Not Toledo, President Trump. Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. It's just like, how many times do we have to say the same thing before shit, like, before shit changes? How many people were injured? It was like over 40 people injured.
Yeah, it was
I don't want to
between the two of them, yeah, it was just anything. I don't know. Way too many.
All right, so I know El Paso, that happened in a Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Because people were dying.
Yeah.
Like, as the days went on.
Yeah. So, and in Dayton, I believe that was a club.
Was it? Okay, I never heard. I didn't know where it was in club. Dayton.
Can you look that up, Corey, real quick? Yeah. But I know El Paso was a Walmart. Yeah. And I don't know if y'all saw that online on Twitter. Did y'all see that dude's like Instagram story of how he was actually there at the fucking Walmart?
The dude who was,
while the shooting was going, like,
I saw the person who was hiding like underneath or something.
Dude was just walking around like, and he's like, "Damn, motherfuckers shooting." You could hear the gun going off.
Damn.
And he did his IG story between.
But like, you just couldn't see.
You couldn't see the shooter. It was just him walking. Like, you didn't see him.
Like, he didn't know where to go. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just see him walking through the Walmart, getting on his way to the exit.
It was in a district area, the nightlife in downtown.
Yeah, so, yeah, the nightlife area in Ohio. Yeah. So, not shockingly, these are two white males that have done this. Mm. Doy.
Yeah.
And it's like,
both alive. Oh, no, the Dayton one died. Pretty sure they shot him.
Yeah, they shot him within like 20 seconds.
He shot 9 people. He killed 9 people in under a minute.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shot him and killed him within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Should have been shorter.
Yep.
And like the other dude in El Paso, I think he had an AR, AK, something crazy.
Yeah, he had an AK.
He had an AK.
AK, wild shit.
And just
walking around. He had
had the ear signs.
Yeah.
He drove a wild.
He drove a long time just to get there and was like, what's the most, like, Mexican Walmart in Texas?
And he said, he wrote a manifesto and it said, like, one of the symbols was like, this attack is a response to the invasion of the Hispanic or Mexican invasion on U.S. soil. So he clearly has a thing against Latin people or brown people.
Niggas be so mad. I don't understand why they're so mad at Mexicans. Don't get it.
It's one of the biggest shams that we have in this country.
It doesn't make sense.
Rich white people have gone out of the way to manipulate poor white people into convincing them that the reason that they're in the situation in life is people of color. And it's like
taking their jobs.
Yeah, it's like one of the biggest gags.
Like my nigga.
And it's been working like since my nigga, started.
Like,
been working since we got here.
Yeah.
It's been working since the beginning. It's literally been working since we've been here. Like, once, and they'll never realize it.
Never.
Like, they don't. Listen, even if they do, they'll never admit it.
No.
Where, like, do they understand? Like, you know where the term white trash comes from?
Where?
We didn't make it up. White elite people did. Because they don't fuck with you either.
You hate to see it.
They don't. They, like, that's how they see you.
Yeah, they just don't.
That's why, like, I think, like, like you have like certain people of a certain demographic who vote for Trump or Republican.
Stop saying a certain demographic. We know what it is.
Well, yeah, it would be white people that
white
that
make poor people.
Yeah, that make like under $40,000
or white middle class. It's all. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
white people that feel like it, because it's all under this ideology of white supremacy, which is a real thing. Tucker Carlson. It exists. It's been an idea since before America, since before the expeditions. Like, it's been a white. It's been a thing. Like, it's taken different like names different masks. Like the Crusades. They want to use Christianity for that.
Yeah,
and like make that the vanguard for white supremacy. But or like the expansion out into the Asia and India and shit like that. Or all the way up into like even the Celtic regions, like it's white supremacy. You go into South America, it's white supremacy. It's the idea that the white race or the white they need to be on top.
They just got
to
be on top.
You got to be on top.
And anything the thought less, and the thought of second or second to that is just makes
them, it's a complete it's failure.
Like they can't even.
And you can't just be on top. You had to be. Crushingly, it has to be a 50-point blowout.
Yeah,
you can't win by 15, nigga. You gotta win by 60.
Yeah,
and the whole starting lineup on the other team has to have torn ACLs. Anything less than that is worse than a loss.
Yeah,
and that's like they had like they feel like if they don't have foot on neck, it's like they're losing something. Like. We live in a world where the white men feel offended because they can't say, like, Merry Christmas. Instead of, like, they can't say Happy Holidays. They can't say, they gotta say Happy Holidays and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like little shit like that. Like, it fucks with their mind. Like, I don't know. It's just,
Ego is fragile. Like, the white ego is definitely very fragile. Like,
the most fragile.
They don't, they just.
Do you feel like the Dayton situation is race related too? These mass shootings are a lot deeper than like race.
Yeah,
it's a lot deeper.
What makes you how you feel?
Because obviously you both know I watch a lot of Fox News and I watch a lot of CNN, and I think that you have to watch both
to understand
and to know how to debate with either side. Because like as I told you before, I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican. I'll be the first one to say that.
Neither am I.
Yeah. So. Like, I think that these mass shootings are a lot deeper than race. It's a lot more. Obviously, there's racial undertones, of course. But, like, with the Dayton situation, he killed a lot of white people. A lot of white people. And he killed his sister and her boyfriend, who were both white.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So, it's like, it's a lot more. Like, the El Paso one was a little more obvious. But, like, the Dayton one, I don't know if it's because I'm not too educated on it.
I don't know what his motive is or was either.
Yeah, we know he's dead.
We don't know, but it's kind of easy to draw to connect the dots because it happened a day later.
Yeah, because the Dayton one is obvious and blatant. That's like the Dylan Roof going to a black church. Like you know what he's doing.
They took that nigga to Burger King.
Yeah.
Yeah, that still bothers me to this day. I'll never get over that. But
they got that nigga fries with the onion ring that's stuck in the fries.
They should have bought him all of that and shoved it up his ass.
All right, so I follow where you're going, Corey. But I feel like the issue is not the issue is the shooting itself, as far as like as far as how it's covered and how it's treated by the media, how it's propagated. It's not propagated as white supremacy.
They won't call it.
Won't call it domestic terrorism, which is what it is, because a white face is attached to it.
Yeah,
you understand?
No, that's obvious.
This is the issue there. We can't even get to a talking point because we can't even call it what it is.
They won't call it spade. They refuse to call it spade.
Both of them are definitely terrorists.
Yeah. We say that. Yeah. But your man on the news won't say that.
The president
what they
won't
will
say
do
that.
Though, you know what they will do though? They'll say it's,
depending on what network. Some networks are calling it spade.
Yeah, that's
yeah, some yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why you have to.
All right, well, I don't want to jump.
Like,
I don't
that's like jump saying, forward, but yeah, go that's like saying we all know the sky's blue, but half of these niggas are saying it's fucking red, but it's not. Everybody knows this is domestic terrorism. Everybody knows this is white supremacy propagated, but nobody, not everybody's acknowledging. And if you have one person that's saying the wrong thing, especially when it's a powerful media news conglomerate like Fox, you're spreading that message to a bunch of people who are already susceptible to that kind of ideology.
Yeah.
And you're reinforcing that in people.
Yeah.
So, like, when you do that, you're causing more damage. It might not seem like, well, some obviously, but no. Like, you got people that's, first of all, they're saying, like Tucker Carlson on Fox is saying, white supremacy doesn't exist. He said it's a hoax. He said it is a hoax.
That
he called white supremacy a hoax.
Laugh Fox News.
Tucker Carlson on Fox News, he said it is a hoax. And it's easy for you, a smart, educated black man, to dismiss that.
Read straight through
but
that.
When you're talking to
a bunch of ignorant, a bunch poor of, white
like,
people.
Like, not even somebody that's necessarily ignorant, just a regular white dude in motherfucking Minnesota or that doesn't even have an opinion either way, but he's only watches Fox News because that's what his daddy watched or that's what his uncle watched, and that's all he wanted. That's all his information comes from. That's what he thinks, and he thinks that's like what he thinks. All these shootings are just dudes that just grew up with a hard, like they're not not understood and they're mentally ill. No, they are racist. No, they did this because there's an ideology behind it. They know that even if I go to jail, if something happens to me, I know I'm going to be looked at as a hero to some, or as a even as a victim to some.
Yeah, and that's why
despite the fact that I'm going to kill many, many, many people. And like, you got people, like I said, like they don't call it white supremacy, they don't call it domestic terrorism. They got people blaming fucking video games. They're still doing that.
That is such an old ass argument. They are like,
oh my god,
I've been hearing that since
insane.
Since we were children. That video game, even though they've had study after study,
it was Obama's
after
fault.
Study after study. That's saying it's video games. My nigga, it's not. No, it's not.
We all play GTA. Nigga, none of us are in a game.
I play all the GTA. I've never stolen a car.
Nope.
I've never stolen a Snickers.
Yeah.
Nigga, I play Mortal Kombat, nigga. I've never beat a nigga up and then ripped his spine out of his ass.
But this week, Fox News blamed Obama. They blamed church.
They say, because we don't.
Did you see the dude?
We don't pray in school. I've never prayed in school.
Nigga. They shoot schools and churches. What are you talking about?
And then they say video games. What about fucking Japan where there's. It's
the video game capital.
The video games.
They ship the shit here.
There's no shootings out there. There's none. There's zero,
nigga.
They
have more shootings than the whole world combined. They don't
have them. This shit is sick, bro. What is y'all take on gun laws in America?
We don't need guns. We don't need them.
False. Keep going.
I think we need guns.
No, we definitely need them. We definitely need them.
You know what? You're right. I'll back.
Do we need gun control? Absolutely.
Yes. Out the ass.
There's too many crazy people with guns.
We don't need anything automatic.
No.
We don't need anything automatic.
You know.
You need nothing automatic.
You know the thing
you
about...
You don't need it.
You know the crazy shit, like... Having all these type of guns and different guns and guns that can do all this wild shit is basically like how you see people with sports cars that can go 250 miles an hour.
What the fuck you? What are you doing?
What the fuck do you need that for? You can't go 250 nowhere in America. So the fact that
you can't have access nowhere without breaking the law,
you can't. You just can't do it.
You can do it, but you'll be breaking the law.
You're breaking the law off rip.
Why? Autobahn's all the way in fucking Europe, nigga.
It's just
Germany, my nigga. It's not here.
It's just one of those things that like.
And I don't even think you can go 250 over there. That's a little OD over there.
I think they cap it off at like 150, 130.
Yeah, like even then it's like, yo,
you're wild.
Come on, we know we get down around here, but chill.
Exactly. So like,
you can't go 250 nowhere.
You can't. So all these automatic weapons is not necessary.
Honestly, to me, if I was in control of shit, we would be restricted to fucking handguns, rifles, and shotties. That's it. And shotties, I'm being generous. Like, hunting rifles and handguns. Yeah. That's it. If you need to fucking put a fucking... No, you just anything automatic, you don't need that shit for anything. Yeah. You don't need it to defend yourself. You don't need it to protect anything. You're not hunting anything with an automatic barrel or anything like that.
Yep.
That nigga had an AK.
And he was what, 21?
And that nigga was in Texas.
Young as hell.
Texas, he was in that probably in that same Walmart that he shot up. You can buy guns.
Yeah, you can buy guns at Walmart down there.
You can get cheese, popcorn, condoms, and a fucking AK in the same place. Yeah. That's not normal. Shouldn't be something you should do.
That's American culture, though. That's
you can't. You shouldn't be able to go to the same place, get a goldfish, get your tires rotated, get some acne cream, and a fucking shotgun. You shouldn't be able to do all those things at one place.
That is, unfortunately, it's just American culture, and I feel like,
because we're really big on guns here, like
we are. That's the culture that, because white people really don't have a fucking culture, and this is it.
They don't use
loving America is the culture. Smacking the fuck out of kids when they don't take their hat off during the national anthem is their culture.
Hurting. Yeah. I don't want to get.
Did you see that shit?
I don't want to get.
See that shit, bro? He slammed his
rock at him.
He
right?
slammed. Oh, what happened? No. This dude was at a baseball game, at a kid's baseball game or whatever it was, and they were singing the national anthem, and a boy didn't take his hat off. He slammed into the ground, and the kid fractured his skull.
Oh, I thought he threw a rock.
He almost fucking died, right?
What happened to the dude that did it?
Nothing! The judge let him go. They said he realized what he did.
How the fuck
They said he realized what he did, and he's free to go. He almost killed his kid.
What about the kid's parents?
The mom was just on the news crying, like, oh my God, I can't...
Shit.
That shit ain't made no damn sense. First of all, I'd have killed that nigga.
I don't want to get in my 2% hope tap bag.
Son, that's white people culture.
But
white.
I want to preface this by saying I love all my white friends.
I do too.
Y'all are great people. The allies still ally. You know this is coming from a place of frustration, and it's shit that we deal with every day. Mm-hmm. But all I've seen is that it's nothing but destruction and hurt that's been caused. And it's like, my nigga, when are y'all gonna get tired of it?
No,
they're not.
It all just,
it's crazy. When are y'all gonna get tired? And are y'all ever gonna get tired?
No, because it doesn't affect them. It doesn't directly affect them. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. Like, they don't realize how much stems.
And when we say white people, we don't mean obviously all white people. We're talking about the ideology of white supremacy that has been enforced in this country since even before this country. Exactly. Since before, damn it. History has been recorded. It's been this ideology that has been pushed forth. Like, you can go back to like the Greeks and Romans, where you're invading Africa, and then like you're just, you know, it is what it is.
It goes all the way back.
It goes super back.
It goes all the way back.
Like,
I don't think people understand how deep white supremacy is, and how it can stem, from certain
even,
things.
How can you even begin to understand when you don't even acknowledge it?
They won't even acknowledge it. That's what I'm saying. They won't acknowledge it. And that's the part, like, where you see that's people, sad. Like, oh, like, kneeling for the flag. Like, oh, you disrespecting the troops. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with the troops, bro? Like, they will literally ignore the problems and put it somewhere else.
The troops will say, we don't give a fuck.
They'll
say
it. I can't even imagine. I can't even tell you how many troops I've seen that are like, he's not disrespecting me. Like,
I don't care.
It just all stems, and they just don't understand it. And they choose to ignore it because it doesn't directly affect them. They're not the ones getting shot at. It doesn't fucking matter. They're not the targets. It doesn't matter to them. But the sooner they realize that, yo, nothing will change until you fucking say something. But that's the thing that I've been seeing. I've been seeing a lot of white people talk about white supremacy. Like, yo, this is white supremacy. Like, it's pretty fucked up that it took this dumbass president and all these fucking other crazy ass people around here to realize that it's been happening since fucking, I don't know, forever. You can pick any decade, and there's something that happened in that decade that really highlighted white supremacy. You just chose to ignore it because it didn't affect you. And there's too many people walking around that just don't care because it doesn't directly affect them. It fucking sucks. And your thoughts and prayers don't do anything. Quite frankly,
honestly,
they do.
Unless
nothing.
You're gonna do something, unless you're gonna lose your privilege and your power, and not even your power, just
honestly,
your privilege
you're not gonna lose much. You're not gonna lose anything.
As much as they say you have nothing,
you have
to
nothing
lose
to lose, because at the end of the day, the world is just gonna keep on spinning anyway. You have nothing to lose.
So, like, I know you asked us about the gun control. What did you feel about the gun control?
I think gun control should be a lot more strict, but obviously, like most things, guns are big business, so that kind of trumps lives and other things to a degree. Mm-hmm. I'm very pro gun. I think as far as like even like us three as regular citizens, we need guns. We need gun licenses, mm-hmm. because if criminals are gonna get guns and we need them. Because put it like this, if you take away all guns, we're in more trouble at that point. Because criminals, like anything else, they're gonna find a way to get whatever they want. Yeah. So if they have guns and we don't, then we're really screwed. Yeah. So you can't take away all guns. That's not even realistic. Mm-hmm. But can we do some heavier background checks? Yes. It's very easy
to get a gun. That's what it needs.
It's too easy to get a gun.
It's way too easy.
So we need heavier background checks. And I think we need to tone it down on what guns are available to the public.
Like, how about this? Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
As far as like pistols, shotguns, rifles, yes.
That's it. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
And I think like moderated machine.
No, you need zero. There's no. Tell me instance where you need a machine gun.
Not even that. If you need it, like, I mean, like, obviously we live in New Jersey.
Tell me where it's practical. So, to have
honestly,
a machine
only
gun.
The police and military should have that shit.
Even the cops should have machine guns.
The police don't even need that.
Nah, I think the police do need that. But like, and I said, I'm like, in some parts of the country,
they can't even act right with the guns they got.
They don't. They can't.
If you,
they're real loose with the hit with the pistols.
If you go to like certain parts of the country where like you got to defend yourself against like the animals and stuff like that,
rifles.
Nah, because I feel like rifles are too hard to like even get to the point where you're like, oh shit, you know. So that's what I'm saying.
Understand. You're counting for like 2% of people that are in the fucking rural woods. And my nigga, oh well. If you choose to go out there, I mean, God, nigga, come on. You don't need automatic weapons. We don't need that shit.
Nobody
needs that.
Nothing good comes out of.
Nobody needs a gun that goes. Ra-da-da-da-da. You don't. If your gun makes that sound, you don't need it.
You don't need it. Nothing good. I haven't seen one good story. Like, man, thank God he had his.
Thank God he had that
AR-15.
And you would think you would hear that in El Paso since it's an open carry state.
It's very open carry.
It's open carry for some.
But did y'all seen that video? Yeah, I was just about to say that. You seen the video when the white dude was open carrying and they just let him walk around, and then as soon as the black dude had the same gun, and he was just black, and they had that man on the ground. Just for a social experiment, just to see what happened.
Did you see the one when they locked the keys in the car?
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Niggas are helping them, like, oh, do you lock the keys in your car? Like, it's fucked up, bro. America's a fucked up place. And you know, like, there's certain countries that deemed America too dangerous to visit right now.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, we're not flying. Like, you can't.
I think
that
was Venezuela. That
it was Venezuela.
That.
Venezuela said, y'all niggas, no. We'll just stay down here with our cocaine.
Yeah, we're
and
good.
Y'all can shoot each other.
Y'all can have that.
No, look at the list of mass shootings. It's at like 250 in America, and every no other place has more than five.
Canada got one. Australia had that one, and they New Zealand had that one.
New Zealand
had
one.
And they shut that shit down.
And they said no guns for nobody.
They shut that shit down. The shooting went down on Friday. Yeah. They had guns outlawed by Wednesday, nigga. Yep. They was like, oh, no.
It was over.
It's American culture. This shit all the way
down. It's our culture.
And then, honestly, when we talk gun control, you want to do the Second Amendment? Mm-hmm. The Second Amendment, my nigga, that was written in motherfucking the 1700s?
1700s.
You know what guns were available back then?
Yeah, that's like the commercial.
A musket, where it took 3.5 minutes to load. Yeah, everybody can have one of those.
Exactly.
Sure.
And then people were out here like, oh, we got to abide by the Constitution and da-da-da-da-da. Okay,
them niggas in their wildest dreams did not think that we could have guns that could shoot 50 bullets in 3 seconds.
Nigga. Fuck out of here.
Benjamin Franklin's wildest dreams, he never thought we would have no shit like that.
Never, ever.
He was too busy being amazed that we had glasses.
Never.
That nigga invented glasses.
And was like, Jesus, fuck.
And he was like... He's the man of the century. Nigga made bifocals and was a god.
Nigga went outside with a kite with a key at the end and fucking
did. That's how it was like.
And that was it. Electricity. But like we just have to tweak our laws. Like, and that's another thing. These people are so afraid of losing their culture, of finding America on the backs of people of color, that they won't even think about possibly changing laws that are completely outdated. Completely. Like, it's not even a it's not even a fucking debate on especially the gun law. Especially that. Like, did y'all ever see the commercial with the dude who he was supposed to be doing he was doing a mass shooting, but he had a fucking musket and he had to fucking keep like they were like he was, it was a mass shooting. He got a one shot and everybody ran out. They were like, yeah, this is what gun laws should affect, you know, reflect whatever. It's just a fact, and we have to change the laws, and shit has to change because it's not what it was. It's just not everybody needs has not everybody has the right to bear arms.
They don't. It's just kind of wilding. It's kind of heartfelt because you're reading about the stories of like the guy who shielded his wife, who his wife was shielding the baby.
They killed the baby, right?
The baby and the husband died. I think the only person that was alive was the wife, and I believe she got hit too.
Yeah, I know there was somebody who they were protecting their baby and they squeezed the baby and they broke like the baby's bones. And
yeah,
stuff.
It's just like, come on, man.
Like, crazy stories. Like, this shit.
People just going to Walmart, bro. Yeah,
this shit should not be happening.
Like, nigga, I just wanted some eggs.
And be quick. And exactly. Just one. And then, but when something happens in another country, America be quick to be like, whoa. Oh my God, you see what they're doing over there? Oh man. Like, yo, no. It's fucked up over here. And we got too much to worry about over here. There's way too much meat on this bone in America to be worried about illegal immigrants or I don't know, ASAP Rocky in jail in Sweden. Like, what the fuck? Okay. Oh, come on. Like, he made that a priority. And there's mass shooting. They told Sweden that there would be negative consequences if they didn't free
to war for ASAP Rocky.
For Raekwon. Really?
Rakim.
Doesn't matter. Don't really care. I fuck with Rocky, but is it a priority?
No, nigga.
No. You know why? He was over there beating niggas up. You're good. Even so, okay, let's say he didn't do anything completely wrong. Did he still get an altercation?
Yeah.
Did something happen?
Yeah.
Something happened,
but he
right?
didn't cause it.
He didn't cause it.
So self-defense.
He didn't cause it. Okay, he didn't cause it. Okay.
That's also just racism over there.
It is. It is.
And it's like, if somebody's going to cheat our niggas bad, it's going to be us.
It's going to be us. That's basically what happened. But do you think that was enough commotion for the president to stop everything and tweet about it for fucking 5 days?
Well, that's just another example. Of him trying to manipulate black
people. Of course, yes. He's just stirring the pot.
Okay, hold
stirring
on.
The pot. Okay. No, deflect.
Was it enough for like you to be making a show out of it? No.
That's what I'm saying.
But should he definitely be addressing that? Absolutely. Man. Like under the table, 1,000%.
That's what I'm saying.
Because my nigga, you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're playing us like we're pussy.
Yeah.
That's an American citizen, mm-hmm. also a celebrity, also a black man that's being just racially persecuted over there.
Yeah.
And y'all are just flexing y'all muscle trying to hold him and you're fucking puss ass Sweden. Yeah. Oh nah, nigga. It's gonna be some problems if y'all keep him.
And
give him back. Now should it be Trump tweeting him and be like, bring ASAP home ASAP?
Yeah.
No. But yeah, you definitely should have handled that under the covers of some shit.
That should have been handled.
Sent them a little low text message like, nigga, bring my nigga back or I'm slapping the fuck out of
him. Maybe that's what I mean. Yeah, it could have been handled a lot differently, but also Sweden was probably doing it just to be petty because they don't fuck with Trump.
Yeah, but
they don't fuck with us.
You want to be petty with America, nigga? You can't play us. You can't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're America, you can't take that sitting down because, you trying to get cute with niggas.
Nah. I understand it. I definitely
But he definitely shouldn't have did it like he did.
It was done, they made it a priority.
Yeah, he made it look like this is the most important thing in America should be focused on right now. Yeah. And kids are dying in the ice camps. No.
Niggas in cages, dog. In America, in 2019, children are in cages.
Yeah,
they're locking up people who are citizens.
Yes.
Providing citizenship, and they just don't believe them.
Yeah,
they're locking them up anyway. That shit is insane.
I mean, they did that shit in World War II. They
to the Japanese.
They rounded up all the Japanese.
Oh, they was
people,
yeah. Oh yeah.
And they put the niggas in kid. Nobody wants to talk. Nobody like.
Did they get reparations for that?
They did.
Yeah.
Got reparations.
Yeah, they
got
reparations.
Everybody has.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Literally everybody but black people got reparations.
So, now you're they're trying to give.
Kind of wild.
Who? LGBT community reparations.
For what?
For being gay.
That's what's up. But, I mean, give them.
That's fucking...
That's great, my nigga. Give them theirs. But I want mine, too. Stop not giving me mine.
We should get ours first.
We should have got our shirt before anybody touched anything.
I think that they, people were making a big deal, but I understand why they would get reparations. But I also second, we need ours.
Like, nigga, we need ours. How do you yesterday? Like Drake said, nigga, I want my chips with the dips, nigga.
And the only reason why I say that was because, like, obviously, the LGBT community is huge now, and like you don't disrespect them at all. Mm-hmm. But there was a time where if they found out you were gay, you couldn't even get a job. Like some places will fire you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so,
like, like if you're gonna give them reparation, I'm definitely okay with it.
Here's my thing: how do they go about giving gay people reparations? Because
reparations.
If I wanted to, I could fuck a nigga in the ass tomorrow and be like, give you the reparations.
I need it. I need my check.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Hold on.
How do you go about that? How do I go about that? How do they go about that? Do you see what I'm saying?
How do you go about giving us reparations?
That's a bigger one. How do you go about that?
LZ Corey.
Mike, how do you go about it?
The podcast is going in a great direction.
Mike, how do you go about it?
We're on the rise.
How do you go about it?
Mike, that's... It's very difficult. It'll be difficult.
It's a little jokey joke. It's a joke. But how do you go about that? Do you see what I'm saying? Because niggas will act gay just for the check. That's what I'm saying. How do you go about that?
That's hard.
That's what I'm saying. People would literally do something like for a check.
That is hard.
What I'm saying. Like that's hard. Even okay. What? Yes, it was a
take. That could be.
Yeah, it was a joke. But at the same time, niggas are gonna really
definitely
do that.
Definitely be taking advantage of.
Niggas gonna do it. Somebody be like, yo, nigga suck my dick one time.
You can't just fake being black, though.
You can't.
You can't do that.
And that's why I feel like they just need to erase our debt. If they erase black people's national debt, I'll be fine.
All right, now here's another thing. It's me and my pops.
If they erased our debt, no debt. If they were like, black people would be debt-free for the next 20 years. I feel like we had no debt for 20 years. That would launch us.
All right, now let's just say that happened. Mm-hmm. You're getting a race war immediately.
And who's going to win?
I think you're going to get a lot more riots with white people, like with the Charleston situation. Yeah. You're going to get a lot more of those, but just a little more violent. Mm-hmm. Mm. I just think it's going to be.
So we should hold back giving black people.
I never said that.
When you say that, you create that undercurrent. It's like, yo, we should hold back, or else the white people are just not going to be upset. Nah.
But I'm just saying.
They can be mad.
They're going to be mad either way.
They were mad in Charleston at what?
I don't even know what the fuck. Yeah, they're mad now. They've had a 200-year head start, and they're still mad.
So you can at least have the niggas mad and have the satisfaction of knowing you did the right thing by black people finally.
Mm-hmm. No, I want to see a reparation, but I'm just saying with that, you're gonna get.
Now, how do you do your reparations? That's tricky.
That's tricky.
You can't just simply give everybody a check.
You can't.
Because what about future generations? What about past generations? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think
what you should do, black people don't pay taxes.
I think black people shouldn't pay for education. I'm going to keep going.
Taxes and education, black people should get that free.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. Forever.
I ain't putting a timestamp on it.
Forever. Now, that's. I'd be cool with that.
Yeah.
If we don't got to pay, like, just yearly taxes or just taxes in general. Mm hmm. Forever. We don't do that.
I believe if you're black, your first home should be free.
Mm.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, but
simply, that's why I feel like the debt makes a lot of sense. Like having owing money to nobody should be erased.
But shit like what about the black people that don't get in debt? What do they benefit?
That's true. Well, I'm not saying that should be the only thing.
Yeah.
That should definitely be a major thing.
But, I mean,
a lot of black people are in debt. Like,
no matter what, if you're a U.S. citizen, you're going to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Now, being a black person, you don't have to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. It's a benefit already.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to go to school, everybody has that option.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if you want to get a house. You get subsidized housing for being black or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't pay at all. Shit like that, you know.
That'd be great.
Simple shit, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, or like, maybe you get land.
That'd be amazing.
Hey.
Well, we were promised in the first place. 40 acres and a mule.
40 acres and a mule.
40 acres.
I'll take, couldn't I'll even actually do that. Take the mule.
That would have been fine.
Give me the mule. I'll take it. If you're going to stay outside with that dog.
Nope. That's fine. That's an animal that stays outside.
Corey's going to have the dog in the front.
No. Mule stay outside.
And the mule in the back.
The have mule
his,
could be outside.
Have his mule dingling on his neck.
Oh, my God. The dog will be in the house. That's me. Yeah.
But, you know, this country is just...
It's in shambles right now.
It's so, like, discouraging, but, like, you almost...
Mm-hmm. Like, at least when Obama was president, we had some structure.
This is just a
some type of structure. At least when people were racist, they weren't as racist. But now
they're just so emboldened.
It's just he just
because he's been empowering.
He's empowering these
and
people.
All of that is just to get his base riled up.
That's so all
the
it fact is.
That they don't pay attention to like the little things that he does that's actually hurting them.
And I'm convinced that he don't.
And even, a lot of things that he's doing,
yeah, like the welfare thing. Like I know, like black people are like the poster child for welfare, even though white people in general
lead them have the most welfare by far.
Yeah, it's almost like
it's white women.
It's almost like close. Well over 60%.
It's white women. They run that welfare shit.
Yeah, it's like
they do.
And like in the like him cutting Obamacare, even though it's not called Obamacare, but him cutting that, like well people got to understand Obamacare, even though Obama was black, it was not designed to help black people. The intentions for Obamacare was to get poor white people health care.
Yes,
and Donald Trump took that away. So like there's hundreds of thousands of people with no health care right now.
Or they had health care.
Yeah, they had health care.
And it got taken away.
They got taken away.
And they're wondering why.
Yeah, they're wondering why.
Your mans did it.
Your guy.
Stupid.
You mans did it, you fucking dummy.
Your guy.
And it's so funny, it's so sad that we can't laugh at these niggas and call them dummies because they just feel you can't because it's like you're being too mean and it makes them go back to Trump because they're being ridiculed by listening to him in the first place.
If you voted for Trump, fuck you.
Honestly.
That's all I...
And it's,
because you knew what kind of person he was. You knew what his agenda was all about. You didn't think he was actually going to make America
great
again.
But it doesn't matter.
You thought he was going to make it white again. And it's not working.
He could have came to every debate balls ass naked and jerked off every time it was time for him to speak.
Yep.
But because he stood under that banner of white supremacy and that ideology, the ideology wins over everything. Doesn't matter if I'm supporting a fucking moron, which he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's not qualified, which he wasn't.
Oh.
That nigga was he ran the fucking Apprentice.
Okay? Trump doesn't care about being the president.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't give a
fuck. Actively doesn't care.
Yeah,
but because he's under that ideology and in that banner, that holds a weight over everything, so I'm gonna vote for him. Because what else are you gonna vote for me? A woman? another nigga? Never.
Not at all.
Come on. Not at all. It's never gonna. Nah. So.
You think he's gonna win again?
Yeah, not even close. That's why I'd be telling y'all
and
not,
it's sad.
Not get upset because he's gonna.
I think he will, man. And it's.
I think he'll win again too.
And the reason why I think he's gonna win is because his base doesn't say anything about him. They just continue to create excuses. And I've never met a Trump supporter that has said, well, I think we're going to change our mind. They just get real quiet and don't say anything.
Yeah, they just rock with it.
Yeah,
They just rock with it. They offer no excuses or they offer up all the excuses. But they never say, I'm not really fucking with him no more. They never hint that I'm making a change.
No.
They're not.
Well, I know when he first got in office and he started changing a lot of shit around, like the welfare thing. I know he cut off a lot of for farmers. Like he did some shit. And
he had to bail them out twice.
Yeah, like
twice.
They openly, those people are openly like, yo, I don't know why I voted for this guy.
Bro,
like,
the thing is, and I work in sales. This tariffs is affecting the sales industry. Farmers are getting hurt. Truck drivers are getting hurt because of the taxes. Like, people, and the thing is, people keep using this, oh, the economy's better and unemployment rate is low. Yes, I get that. And I know I'm very hard on Obama. That's because of things that he did.
Yeah.
And we're still feeling the trickles.
That's called layover,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah. Layover. Like, and that's why, like.
Shit, there was a layover from fucking Bush.
Yeah, no, yeah, you didn't see Bush's
that's
layover
when these
until
niggas,
his second term.
Yeah, that's why when these dudes become president, for you to expect anything to happen within the first year or two, you're a fucking idiot.
You're an idiot.
You are an idiot. honestly, you shouldn't expect nothing. You really should give these niggas two terms.
Yeah. No, minimum of two. Because, we're not going to really feel what Trump's first term was like until 2-3 years from now.
And then we're like, ah, shit. And that's why we didn't really pick up on the Obama benefits. He's been around for 8 years until, like, now. Yeah. Like, oh.
Nigga, he was out here fucking cleaning up messes from fucking 16 years before him.
People don't understand. We were in a recession, but we were on the brink of a depression.
Yeah.
Like,
it was bad.
Like, bro.
Logical. You can't fix 8, 10, 12 years of fuck up in 4.
No.
You can't do it. And
Obama didn't do it in 8. And Trump's not about to do, like, a whole lot of shit in his 4 or possibly 8. We're not going to feel the effects of it until later.
And he's doing horrible. It's already
bad. It is bad.
Yeah. But he's doing bad shit, and he's taking credit for the good shit that the last nigga did. Mm. That's finally started to, like,
that's like
starting to ripple effect,
setting in.
Yeah,
but
it's
and he's like, black people, the unemployment rate for African Americans is at an all time low, and da 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 da. Yeah, because that nigga, look at what the nigga was doing before you. But he don't want to say that. But I was gonna say, I feel like.
That's like when you play in a basketball game, the starting lineup puts the score up by 40.
Yeah.
And come in, and the nigga that's the second string comes in like, yo, nigga, we killing these niggas.
Yeah,
no, nigga. You're not.
You're just
Fred Van Vliet.
Yeah. No Fred. No. Relax.
That was all Kawhi. Yeah,
exactly.
Relax.
Stop.
Sit down.
But I was gonna say what makes me not feel like Trump might not win is because a lot of people are low-key, like, realizing that he is, like, literally spewing hatred.
That's how he got in office.
But it's more obvious now, and I feel like a lot of the white people who voted for him are starting to see it as white supremacy, and I don't think they want to vote for that. Like, I feel like they're finally seeing white supremacy as the negative thing that it is, and seeing that you can be a white supremacist and not outright say, I don't like black people. Like, I think they're starting to realize that. And, you know, over these couple of years, it's going to be more and more. And it just got to hope that they finally fucking recognize it. But like we just said, people are starting to see it.
But you know what the problem with that might be is? But, it could be all right. They might acknowledge that Trump is a horrible person and a terrible human being and an asshole and a racist and a white supremacist, but they might still just stick with him because they don't like the other person.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It depends.
That's why.
It depends on who he runs against.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be Bernie.
I thought I was fucking with Bernie.
I thought I was too. Man, but Bernie has great intentions. But he's gonna put us in a money pit, and it's gonna not be bad.
I think
it's just not gonna be good.
I think some things are so unrealistic. I think, like, the student loan shit, like,
yeah, I don't see how he can do that.
I just don't see it. College free for everybody. I don't see that. And I think like I know with the last debate, Camilla got killed, so I know people are.
She's done. She's.
I never fuck with her.
Her and Cory Booker just need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, honestly,
I think, Bernie doesn't have a shot. I really think, as sad as this is, it's probably going to be Biden that represents, which is really.
This is what's going to come down. I think it's going to come down between Biden and Elizabeth Warren. I
love Elizabeth Warren. But the only thing that's hurting her, that's crazy, is just that she's just a woman.
That's just because she got a coochie.
Yeah, that's crazy. And that's sad because some of y'all won't vote for her because she's a woman.
Because,
like, that's sad.
It really is.
So intelligent. Got sad. So many great ideas.
Yeah, so intelligent.
I feel like she would run this motherfucker right.
Yeah, and I think she would. And I think, like, she's. I think she would focus on us to a degree, not even us as black men, but just us as young men that graduated from college that are
young
all,
millennials.
Yeah, that we all in the same boat as far as, like, the debt and stuff. Because it's just like we're just getting to a point where it's
because the country doesn't move forward if the next generation up isn't making any fucking money.
Think about it. Look at it like this. If out of our group, if one of our friends was to be like, oh, I bought a house, we would look at him like, you did what?
Got what?
You did what? Yeah. But if you did that 20, 30
20 years ago, that's
like, you don't know your third?
20 years ago, We'd all have houses. Niggas would look at us crazy if we didn't have houses by the time we were our age. Yeah, we're not getting houses later. We're not getting married. We're not having kids. Most of us, my dad had me when he was 20.
Yeah, my dad had me when he was 19.
When he was in his senior college, he had me, and then had my sister 2 years after that.
Yeah. And it's just like
young, yeah. Ready to go.
Yeah. And it's just like. I'm talking to my boy.
If either y'all talk to me and say, yo, such and such got pregnant, I would look at both of them and be like, what are you going to do?
I mean, nah.
What's next?
Yeah.
He's
not. Yeah, what you going to do?
What you going to do?
My boy pays $1,200 a month just for Sally Mae. That's not car note. That's not rent. Like, that's just Sally Mae. Like, this is not realistic.
It's not.
So that's the depressing... The country's a mess news.
The country's a mess.
The country's a mess, man.
It's bad. It's not good.
That's what we got.
And that's what we got to live with.
Does anybody got any? I know we got a whole bunch of stuff.
You want to talk about the rule the NCAA just passed?
Oh, I didn't even see that. I'd seen it, but I didn't know. What's up with that? What's up with that? What is that? Explain that to me, because I really don't know. Everybody called it the Rich Paul rule.
Yeah,
somebody enlightened me.
Yeah. Julian, you want to tell it?
You told me about it, but basically you were saying, was it an NBA?
NCAA.
Okay, but it has to do with the NBA. So basically an NBA agent can't speak with any college player unless they have a bachelor's degree. Like, there was a couple of other stipulations that they needed, but the main one was a bachelor's degree. You had to have like some type of certification, and this is all basically because of Rich Paul. If you don't know who he is, he's LeBron's agent.
He has his own
sports agency. He's a guru, to be honest. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's a great salesman, but he didn't go to college. And the NCAA, basically to stop him, made up this rule, and they didn't outright call it the Rich Paul rule, but that's what it is. Is basically to stop him and anybody else who thinks like him, and I don't think it's gonna benefit the NCAA. I think Rich Paul is just gonna end up getting a bachelor's degree in like 2 months and do whatever he was doing. So,
all right. So what I'm reading this. All right. So I'm just gonna read this little snippet. I guess LaFuckboy posted this. Sources: the NCAA has officially added criteria for agents who wish to represent student athletes testing the waters for NBA draft. So they're saying the agent must have a bachelor's degree?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh.
That's why it's racial undertones, because Rich Paul does not. He never went to college.
Oh. Certified with the NBPA. I mean, I agree with the other two, except for the bachelor's degree. Huh. Like, certified with the NBA Players Association for a minimum of 3 years. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And take an in-person exam at the NCAA office. And it's okay. But the bachelor's degree, I mean, listen.
That's fine. I mean,
you got to have a bachelor's degree for any other fucking job.
Yeah.
I mean.
Anything else, yeah.
Anything else you need a degree.
What makes you different from me, nigga?
Honestly.
Yeah, I'll get that.
And it sounds like to me, now, I know it's wrong because I know this rule was made in spite of Rich Paul.
Mm.
Because we know this nigga doesn't have a bachelor's degree or whatever. Mm. But honestly, in the future, I think that rule can be beneficial. So, because that can stop a whole bunch of these young dudes getting scammed by these agents
that have
promised them the world.
Yeah.
These Joe Schmoes that come out of fucking nowhere talking about, yeah, I'm an agent.
Word.
That just end up fucking these kids. Yeah. So.
That's very true.
I feel like right now it's like, all right, we know you did, this is some fuck shit you're doing despite Rich Paul, blah, blah, blah. But I think that could actually be beneficial down the line, because now we know these agents are actually agents and are thorough and because
qualified, yeah.
you're qualified to do your job now. You can't, because honestly, any one of us. If you were going to the NBA, me, if I didn't never went to school, I'd just be like, yo, I'm his agent because I'm his man.
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that now.
Easily.
I mean, why?
All right. If I'm Zion, what is our agent really going to do for Zion that he can't do for himself? Like, even like a
that's
lot.
That's Zion, though.
That's what I'm saying. I just said if I was Zion.
All right, but Most of these niggas aren't Zion.
Okay.
Most of these niggas need niggas to market them.
I disagree. As a rookie, I don't think you need anybody to market.
Yes, you do.
Because there's so many stipulations and strict rules that they have to follow contract wise that an agent really can't really negotiate as a rookie. You're getting a rookie deal.
Alright, so pass your rookie deal.
That's what I'm saying. Then you can hire an agent. Like LeBron fired his agent like 5 years in and then hired Rich Paul, his boy. He's LeBron. I mean, granted, he's LeBron.
He's LeBron.
I'm really big on. I'd rather give that 15% to somebody I know versus.
Nah, 50% of what though?
15.
It's 15. No, it's 15% of what?
I mean, not
what he's earning you. What can he bring in? What can he get for you? Yeah. The agent is supposed to go out there and get things for you. Mm. Now, your man's that's not no fuck nobody, who does he know? What connections does he have? How long has he been in the field? He's not going to be able to get shit for you if you just some regular nigga. Now, if you a LeBron type.
Some regular nigga, you ain't getting that. You just getting sports money. That's what I'm saying. What do you need an agent for?
You know how many different regular niggas get sponsorships?
Give me an example of a regular nigga to you, please.
Regular nigga like Andre Iguodala. He's not no top tier nigga.
I don't consider him regular. He's a champion. He's an all star.
Before he was a champion, he had scholarships, nigga.
Yeah, he was an all star.
When he was in Philly,
he was an all star, Mike.
In Philly,
I believe so.
Who are you talking about?
Andre Iguodala.
I don't think he was no all star in Philly.
Dunk contest, that was it.
He might have been in the dunk contest where he got robbed by Nate Robinson.
He did get robbed.
And that was the only thing he participated
fucking
in.
Fucking blasphemy. I don't think he was an all-star.
Yeah. No, 2012 all-star. Yeah,
that wasn't with us.
Let me see. No, I was with the Nuggets.
Yeah.
So it was right after he left.
And he was in the league a good 3 or 4 years at that point.
I was in the league 8 years.
At that point?
Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah. So he's a regular nigga.
Yeah, at that point he's regular.
At that point you're regular. You get deals.
Yeah.
But it all depends on how your agent markets you and what he makes you attractive.
When I say regular, I'm talking about a little lower than that. I'm talking about like a Jalen Mills type.
Jalen Mills has a deal right now. I'm more than sure he has a sponsorship deal. And I'm going to Google it.
I haven't seen too many NFL players who or NBA players who don't have deals.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of niggas.
If you start somewhere,
yeah.
You
especially NBA niggas because there's only 12 niggas on the roster. 11 niggas on the roster.
Yeah, somebody's getting a deal.
Niggas are getting deals.
I'm pretty sure Boban Marjanovic got a deal.
Yeah, probably.
You understand?
You're right.
Clay had that fucking Etna had that
answer whatever what was the
answer shit before he was even that nice.
Yeah, that was with Chinese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand? So all these rookies have sneaker deals.
They be getting them.
Nah, apparently Zion's is more than LeBron's was.
Yeah, they said his deal is going to probably be.
They're putting a lot of stock in this nigga. I don't see it, but I hope. I swear.
He's definitely going to be the best player in his draft class. Like, by far.
I don't even know about that.
He's going to be the best player in his draft class. And I think he's going to be an amazing talent because, dog. He has a lot of potential to be really good.
And he's game too.
Yeah, but he's raw talent, bro. Raw talent.
He's raw athleticism.
That's what I mean. Raw athleticism. But the thing is, he can shoot a little bit. He can dribble a little bit. That's all you need. As long as they see he can do it at some extent. Well, you got to work with it.
He's not a student now. He's a full time basketball player.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's fucking fat now.
No, he's
not. He was on the circuit though. That's different. He's on the circuit.
He's fat.
He was fat.
Nah, he was. He's always been that way, and he does
360s between the legs.
Yeah, but that's just not healthy long in the long run.
Game's gonna be based off athleticism like his,
the nigga's 18.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
All right. Yeah. But you're playing basketball. Like, what does that mean?
The nigga's 18.
Niggas
rub
their knees every day.
I get that, but he's young as fuck.
And they be young, but tell that to Sebastian Telfair. Tell that to fucking Who's the mad niggas?
Sebastian Telfair.
Any niggas that blow their knees out?
Did he Derrick blow, Rose. Sebastian Telfair blew his knee out.
No, who's that nigga?
You probably thinking.
He said straight to the knee, got wing for my knees to blow.
It wasn't Derrick Rose.
It was Jay Z.
Darius Miles.
It was a Jay Z.
Darius Miles didn't blow his knee.
Yeah, he did. He did.
I don't know what he did,
but that's not why he's not.
Was it Sean knee. Livingston? He blew his knee out. That was a long time ago.
I mean, blowing your knee out's not like a huge thing like it was back then.
But even so,
it's just not something you want.
Even so, I feel like Zion is a generational talent.
Nah, Jay-Z used to go to his games at Lincoln.
He did. Jay-Z was there. Yeah,
and he was like, "Well, you're not really that good. I gotta distance myself from you."
Jay-Z was, exactly. He was on his Drake shit.
This is a Rock Nation life.
On his Drake shit, being cool with young bulls.
Okay. Yeah. And so when we get to that, so yeah, I don't know about Zion, honestly. And
I think he's gonna be great.
I hope so. Mm. I hope so. I think he's gonna be good. And then back to that agent thing. Mm. I don't know. I kind of like the rule, even though I know what they're spiting.
I
see its benefit.
It's so petty.
It's very petty, but I see its benefit long term.
I see its benefit. I don't think it's gonna affect much. I think it's just one of those things they just had to put in place to have some structure.
Yeah.
You know, just to have some.
Honestly, I think the NCAA should do more to, like, only put niggas that are.
Protect themselves?
Not protect themselves, but make sure, like, protect the kids, like, that. So they, like, put more restrictions on when you can leave the NCAA.
You got to think about it, though, man. Like,
because a lot of these niggas don't make it.
They don't, but it's like
you're wasting
it. But it's like having
two rounds.
There's only two rounds. Yeah. But it's like having a lottery ticket, and you have four out of five numbers, and if you take that chance, you might get the fifth. You know what I'm saying? Like, so these dudes are just taking their chances, like, because this is how they're going to feed their family. But if you don't miss it,
What are you getting at? What do you do with yourself?
This is all they want to do, bro. That's their life.
I mean, what the?
That's all they want to do.
I'm just saying, like, you. It's like the NCAA. I can save you from yourself. Mm-hmm. At least if you crap out on this very highly unlikely thing that's going to happen for you, you got a degree.
Yeah, you do. But if you stay in the NCAA, if you stay in college for 4 years as a basketball player.
9 times out of 10, you're not gonna make it because
you're gonna end up like Phil Pinson.
Nah, David says staying in college too long is like the worst thing you can do.
Hey, he's too old.
Not even that. You're showing too much film, so now
that's judge you more.
Because like the NBA drafts all off potential, less they know, the better.
Niggas didn't even play in summer league games.
Exactly.
But how much? That doesn't sound that great to me. Because how many of them niggas become great players?
It's not that point. It's the point about maximize how much money you can make at that point.
Yeah.
It's not
a lot of niggas don't make that much money because they don't play that long because they can't.
Guaranteed.
You see what's going on now, though. They throw bags at these niggas.
Yeah, it's a guaranteed contract.
They throw bags at these niggas, bro.
Even if you're in the D League, it's that money's still guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Mm. This ain't the NFL. Like, they can't just say, "Oh, Ollie, get out of here."
That's fucked up.
He got cut, though. That's pretty crazy.
He deserved it.
That nigga didn't even make it. Yo, he's a fuck up. He didn't even make it through the first half of the episode.
You would think he matured from Last Chance U.
He didn't.
Yo, he literally got cut because, honestly, first of all, he was the only nigga that didn't finish practice.
Yeah.
How are you the undrafted free agent and you don't finish practice? He left was talking about he was hurt.
I think he was tired.
He probably was tired. He honestly faked being hurt.
Yeah.
And when they called him on his bluff and said, go to the treatment the next day, the nigga didn't go to treatment.
In the NFL.
What?
That's a slap in the face. They're not going to play that
shit.
And
they asked him why.
He said nobody told me to go.
I thought you was hurt, though.
Wouldn't you want to go? The D-line coach was like, are you fucking stupid? He's like, nah, fuck out of here. And John Gruden had that nigga out there the next day.
Yeah. And they gave the next nigga his number.
Yes. And John Gruden was talking shit about the numbers. He was like, that number ugly as hell.
Well, think about it. They knew, for y'all that don't know what we're talking about, Last Chance U. It's a show on Netflix. One of the players from actually the first season. He had a chance to be in the NFL, Ronald Ollie. He was pretty good when he was at the school, and then he went to a Nichols State and was pretty good there. And then he got onto the Raiders. And this week was the first week of Hard Knocks, which is a show on HBO about the NFL. So Ronald Ollie went from Last Chance U, made it to the league, and got cut his first day out there.
The first episode,
but. If you know anything about Ollie,
he's been this way. So to see that he hasn't changed from college, and niggas was trying to get on him, telling him, you know, yo, what are you doing? Get your shit straight. Went to college. He fucked up there a little bit, but got his shit together somehow, some way. And now he got to the league, and it looks like he thought it was going to be a cakewalk again, or he's going to be able to do whatever he wanted. And
you are not
now the nigga has no job. So
now, mind you, this is when he was at Last Chance U. They said that he had the potential to play in the SEC,
yep,
but he wouldn't make it because he didn't have upper body strength, because he didn't work out in the gym.
Didn't work out at
all. This is the kind of character we're talking about. Yep. Somebody that relies on their talent and they doesn't really work hard, and then you get to the league where you're surrounded NFL and by professionals around everybody who works hard, and you stick out like
even the thumb. Niggas that are nice.
Yeah, even the
niggas work hard.
Yeah. Listen, I know
that are way nicer than you could ever be.
Yeah.
Work hard.
I know Antonio Brown is a fucking moron and a douchebag, but that nigga works hard.
Yeah.
Works
hard.
He's a confirmed the best ever. Best receiver in the league, and everybody knows it, but he still works his ass off.
Like he's undrafted.
But
he's
the undrafted free agent nigga that's hanging by a thread was like, ah,
yeah,
I don't feel like finishing practice. Yeah. My ankle hurt. Fuck, nigga.
Niggas don't be wanting that shit, bro.
Please, bro. Niggas please, bro. Oh, here's something I wanted to talk about, I guess sports related. I was getting into I had a discussion, maybe an argument with my father about this. What about LeBron and D Wade's kid playing on the same team?
Yeah, high school.
I feel like now me and him got into a tiff about this. I don't think that LeBron's and D Wade's kids are as nice as advertised.
But they're only freshmen.
Yeah, but no. But he's talking about how, like, my dad was like, yo, these kids are going to be, like, top-tier talent, da, 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 da. Like, they're definitely going to the league.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we don't know that yet. Like,
we don't, but we do. Because we know their potential is their dad, their dad's potential. Like,
I think they'll get a lot of help and push because of who their dads are.
That's what my thing was. Yeah. And he was like, yo, look at how, like, people have been, this is what my dad's main argument was. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, people have been watching him since he was in, like, sixth grade. I'm like,
it's a lot of pressure.
They've been doing that because he's LeBron's son.
Yeah, he's LeBron's son. So that's all, they were just like, oh, that's LeBron's
and
son.
And he's actually kind of decent. And let's watch him.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing though. These niggas are light years better than Michael Jordan's kids.
We're gonna get to them.
Yeah.
In a second.
LeBron was complaining because his son's not like ranked like super 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 high
as he shouldn't be.
Yeah, not because he was on Instagram about it. He was like, oh, you might not be getting a ranked player, but you're gonna get a hard working teammate who's gonna pass the ball and do this and do that. So it's like,
no, LeBron is gonna be decent.
Yeah,
is he gonna be like his dad? Is he gonna be that?
Their games
probably
are
not.
That's and I'm thinking
they're gonna bring a lot
and
of money.
And that's another part of my dad's. He was like, they're gonna be on TV. I'm like, yo, dad, they're gonna be on TV because it's LeBron and D Wade's son on the same team.
That's literally
I promise you, there's a lot of kids playing right now that are
way better than them, but they
never get mentioned because
they're not such
team is verified on Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's more of them kids on that team way better than those two kids.
And you gotta expect
but they'll it. Never talk about those two kids.
And they never start over them.
They'll never start over them because it's LeBron and D. Wade.
You gotta expect it. But like I said, these kids are only freshmen, bro. They're literally 14.
Yeah, like they're
14.
And like, they can't even like, drive
they,
yet.
Like, yeah. to assume that these kids are gonna make it in the league is a big gamble to assume that.
Especially when they're not 7 foot 14-year-olds. Like he's growing
apparently.
No, he is.
How tall is Bronny?
How tall is Bronny?
Bronny's probably what, maybe like 6'1" now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, 6 foot. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
He better hit a mean spurt, boy.
He's not big.
Yeah, he's not
big. Yeah, he doesn't look big at all.
He can jump.
And
not that much taller.
I might be
he?
Being generous.
Nah, yeah.
I think Zaire's the same size.
Yeah, so I'm like
they're only freshmen though. Because you know like
unless they had a cartoonish sprout in high school.
LeBron?
Junior. He's 6'2", they say.
Okay.
He's probably 6 foot.
Yeah.
And they
yeah, he's probably, yeah, they probably up 6'2", a little bit. But
hyperizer LeBron's on.
Yeah.
So that's what that was my thing was like high school, like it's mad kids
better. Zaire 6'2" too. But Zaire looks way taller than Brian. Zaire does look taller. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, so I'm like
whatever. Like, yeah. It's entertaining because of who they are. And of course you just gotta take it. That's just reality. It's just who they are. Like the only reason we're watching them is because of their dads. But do they have the actual potential to be that good? Absolutely. Have you seen these kids play? They do have the potential. But they're just
as good as their dads.
They're just 14. We don't know. It's a question mark, and I feel like that's the most entertaining part.
Yeah, to see. It's the unknown.
Yeah, the unknown, because it can crash and burn, and that'll be even more to talk about.
Yeah, I guess.
So it, you know, people are going to talk about it regardless. So why not take advantage of it? Put these niggas on TV. Because I would have done the same. If I was in charge of this shit, I'm in charge of that shit, nigga, put these niggas on TV every fucking night. Put a camera on the bus.
Watch the teachers get raises. Yeah. Facilities just got better. Yeah.
Fuck it. Ugh. Fuck it. Let's make some money on
that. While the school in the hood that got kids that are nice and them don't get shit. It's crazy how
you hate to see it, don't you?
Hate to see it. The kids who like 10 times nicer than that kid, he goes to school and fucking
conquers. Nah, you see the same thing with like the football teams down south. Mm-hmm. They got these great facilities, indoor facilities that Rutgers has. They have the same thing. It's just like they bring in a lot of money. Their games are televised. I mean, you got teams in Texas that are having out-of-state games traveling to Florida to play high school games. Yeah. Like, and on ESPN. So it's like, you know.
Yeah. It is crazy.
All right, we're back. All my bad, guys. I was
saying, but it's sports is big business no matter what level. Oh, yeah. You can go on Netflix and you can watch the Tykes show.
Yeah. Bro, that's
pop. Is that show still on Friday Night Tykes? I gotta watch that.
I don't think they're doing anything after season 4, but I liked it.
Why? Was it getting too crazy or what? The
parents are fighting, but I think he's kind of just ran his course.
Yeah, that shit is too much. Like, nigga, you don't... Yeah. That's where it was a little too serious. Like, I did see parents get into it. I'm like, bro, man, it's because of fucking 9.
Yeah. I've seen that in real life. My cousin used to have a coach who got kicked out of like all the games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so I've seen it in person.
They're not like, even acting. That's real. Like,
yeah, no, it's a little odd.
No, when 9-year-olds are watching film, that's a little weird because they don't really understand.
Yeah, like what's going on. Like they don't have the body to even keep up with this.
Yeah, they don't understand.
I don't know, man. They're thinking about picking boogers.
Bro. Yeah, like yeah, nigga, shit, like bro. They're playing sock and bopper, nigga. Like they're playing. Like no,
this nigga says sock and bopper. They don't even make those anymore. Yeah, they don't.
One of them got broke down here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Niggas was down here boxing with sock and boppers and fucking put a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
What?
I was here for that.
Yeah, that was a minute ago.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
Holes in the wall. The story of this basement.
This basement's seen it all.
It's nasty. It's disgusting. It's been some nasty fucking things, bro. Yeah, man. It's been some nasty things go down, bro. What else do we got? I said Bronny. I know football's almost back. We talked about
if football starts tomorrow. We lit.
You know, Eagles lit. You already know.
You're not a Philly fan at all. You don't. I don't even think you like the Phillies or the Flyers.
So not like the Sixers though.
No, you don't, nigga. Yeah.
How you gonna tell me you watch don't, nigga? No, you don't. Like the New York.
I had
Knicks.
The Embiid jersey on.
You like the New York Knicks?
Like the New York Knickerbockers.
This nigga went from the Celtics. No, he went from the Knicks to the Celtics. Congrats. And then from the Knicks to the fucking Warriors for like 2.5-3 years.
Yeah, now I'm in Philly.
No, that doesn't work.
No,
like
take
that.
Your monkey ass back to. Ass, don't care ass, where you go.
Yeah, just take not, your ass to Orlando.
Not around nigga, here.
Yeah, first, I was bad luck.
Be a Hawks fan.
Now I just can't be.
Yeah, be a Hawks fan.
Be a Hawks fan.
Be a Hawks fan. They're promising. Yeah, they got young talent. They look nobody fun. Will judge you if you say, oh, I'm a Hawks fan. I'm like, oh, okay,
go to the cool. Pels.
Yeah, but it takes a lot to be a Philly.
No, it don't.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Not mean that beat in bit 7.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. Yeah, grow up. I don't hear shit from you.
No.
I know something else I wanted to mention.
Yeah, we got 1:42 in.
Oh, no. No, you guys see these all these fucking top 50 rappers list?
Yo, I stopped paying attention. Niggas is just trolling now.
Yeah, and it's just like I ain't see Drake in that one top 10. I can't respect none of y'all lists.
How y'all feel about it?
Drake is a top 10, right?
He is. I'm not
asking. He's a top 10 what?
He's a top 10.
I'm not asking for him to be number one, but he's
all right. Top 10. All right.
All
right.
Wait, we're saying all time or just right now?
All time, definitely.
Top 10. All right. What is our criteria for this?
All right. Now,
that's why I don't like doing this argument.
This is.
That's why I don't like doing this argument because there's too many subgenres. I mean, there's just too many. Because
I think Ebro, he broke it down why. Mm-hmm. He broke it down. He said. Classics, mm-hmm. Ghost
Rider. That motherfucker didn't have DMX on his list.
Yeah, he's wild.
So he's out of here.
Yeah, that's very disrespectful.
I really don't want to hear what he has to say.
All right, but his criteria was classic albums.
Okay.
And lyrics, and if you have any ghostwriting things, you automatically offer. I think like that.
So you said Drake's what?
I think Drake's a good.
He had a big ass ghostwriting.
Well, wait.
He has one classic album.
That was allegedly has two.
Hold on.
He has one.
Hold on. The thing I don't know about the whole Drake ghostwriting thing. Wasn't Quentin Miller just like? Wasn't it just like hooks?
Bro,
it was every song.
I don't think it was
every
bro.
Song.
Nah,
on the
it was. Nah, it was every a full 16. It was a full 16
song.
And he
apparently
every
apparently
the whole shebang.
Apparently, yeah. Quentin wrote the whole thing of
nigga. It was reference tracks.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
It was he made the whole shit. Yeah.
Nah, but apparently, The Weeknd wrote the majority of
the singing songs.
Yeah,
Drake was singing on it too.
No.
Because he got a sweatshop.
No.
Where he make these niggas work.
When niggas are singing R&B and singing doesn't count.
Well, we just talked about the rapping.
I'm just saying
where Quentin Miller did the whole shebang.
Yeah. I just had to. But since we're on that, I just have to nip that in the bud real quick. If you are a singer, it doesn't matter who writes the song. You can have a ghostwriter because there's songwriters for that.
Yeah,
because
you still gotta
R&B
sing.
Is not a competitive genre.
No, you still have to sing.
You still have to sing, and that the voice has to come from you, and that's all that matters, and how you make it sound. I'm tired of niggas saying, but Usher didn't write Confessions. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. It's art. Shut up. Anyway.
Singing is different, though.
Singing is different.
It's completely different.
It's not competitive. Niggas don't get on an R&B track and say, I'm the best singer in the game and I write the best
songs.
You can't do that.
You can't listen to a reference track and be like, oh, I got to hit that note like that.
Yeah, no.
Because you still know, nigga.
It don't work like
can
that.
Can you hit the notes
but
or
in,
not?
In the rap game, it works like that because you have to be, you just literally have to bring the lyrics every time. You can't be like Chris Brown and rhyme pussy with pussy for a whole album. It doesn't work like that. You got to be good. Sorry, Chris Brown.
Nah, but I think that Drake is top 10 of all time.
I don't see it, man.
There's definitely an asterisk next to him because of that.
And if
we're gonna give him an asterisk, that means Kanye's not on it at all.
Nah,
because Drake was Kanye's ghostwriter.
Yeah, he was.
So
yeah,
that means that Kanye.
For what? For one song.
Nah, he was.
It was a couple songs.
No, the
Life of Pablo.
Drake's been writing for Kanye
for a
lot
minute.
Longer
it was
than
a
that.
Lot longer than what people thought.
Yeah.
But the Life of Pablo, Drake was writing on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
yeah, that shit was trash.
Well,
not that the album was trash, but like he wasn't spitting like that.
But even so, it still counts.
Nah, he gave him a hook on Life of Pablo.
A hook. So you're gonna tell me a hook versus Quentin Miller doing the whole shit with reference tracks to boot?
Well,
Drake.
We're not
said
doing
that.
We're not
even before
those
even before Drake, Rhyme Fest was Kanye's ghostwriter. So that and
yeah,
that's a
that's
fact.
True. That I will agree with.
That's
that.
A fact. And Consequence was doing it too.
Nah, Consequence is writing for a lot of people over there.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but also Kanye is artistically producing. And
yeah, we know that.
Things.
But the top, we're talking about.
But you're
top,
right.
We're talking about rappers.
I'll eat that.
Yeah.
I'll eat that.
I don't want to eat it, but I have to. If we're going by the rules, of course.
But like,
you got to be honest.
And then you want to. I mean, but we're not gonna bring the classic albums situation because he got like all.
He got all of them.
He got all of them except like maybe one or two.
Yeah, and for the sake of everyone's conversation, because I know people are gonna say it. Yeezus isn't a classic. Even though it was a classic to me. It is a classic to me.
I think
it is too, but I'm a Kanye fanatic. So as far as, you know, classic albums go, I won't put that on there because it's experimental.
Everything.
And it was just too much.
That nigga had a straight 5-6 album just
That and the Life of Pablo are the two that I'll take out for the benefit of everyone else's doubt.
And that last one, I don't even acknowledge Ye's existence. The latest one?
I don't. It only has 7 songs. So yeah, I don't think he wasn't really rapping on there anyway.
I don't acknowledge its existence.
Yeah, it wasn't bad though.
Maybe I have to listen to it again, but what I heard, I wasn't a fan.
Oh, nigga, listen to it again. You'll be like, oh shit.
Maybe
it is good.
Maybe it hits later, like Yeezus did.
Yeah, Yeezus didn't hit you automatically.
A couple songs did.
Yeezus hit me the same.
I remember cutting my grass to it, and I'm like, yo, I am not, this is not getting me through like I thought it would. But little did you later, know. I caught it. I caught the wave. No. I was like, this is what the message you were trying to relay to me.
No, that shit's fire.
But rap, like, all right. Yeah, Drake, I can't put you on there. I can't. Just because.
On the list or top 10?
He can't be top 10.
I think he is.
Absolutely, he can't be.
I think he is.
No way. No way, no how.
Man, I think
no he way.
Had, on that list, he'd have to come in at number 10.
If that. I
just think his ability to just make hit after hit.
Yeah, okay.
He got more hits than the Beatles, man.
That's great.
He's an influencer.
Like, that is a skill. That's a skill.
He's like a YouTube influencer.
He's a skill like using his resources to make hits.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you an artist.
He's very artistically talented, though. He has a lot of talent.
Artistically talented? I doubt.
Nah, and I'm talking about his ability to troll, his ability.
No, his ability lies in
he's a dweeb.
Using his regular talent, like, but he maximizes it by he's good at finding what the wave is or predicting the wave.
Word.
And capitalizing on that, like predicting the Afrobeats wave. Got on that. Use like discovering the Migos, get on a remix with them, shit like that. He's good at that.
That's taking plays from somebody else that we idolize.
Who, Jay-Z?
Yeah, he was getting scrutinized for that.
Jay-Z's also writing his bars crazy.
Writing
iconic bars throughout.
I mean, we got iconic bars over here too.
No, he doesn't. And then, what did Jay-Z jump on other than R&B and Bollywood? Another thing with Drake. When's the last time we really heard him spit a mean 16?
I really like that Gold Rose.
That Gold Rose was the first one I heard.
He out-rapped Ross, but that's not nothing new. But, I mean.
That Gold Rose was the first time that he's actually snapped in a minute.
Yeah, in a minute. I give you that.
It's too few and far between for a nigga we're going to say is a top 10 rapper.
That's true. I know who's definitely up there, though. That boy Kendrick.
I mean, shit, yeah.
It's done. Dummy.
He's either one or two. Whichever you prefer is fine with me.
I prefer one.
That's what I'm saying. I prefer one too. I think he is the best.
Top two, and he's not two.
I think he is the best.
You gonna put that? But I respect
Jay-Z, so I'll put Jay-Z.
Nah, people really got Cole in there.
Cole. I'll put Cole in top ten. You got it, bro. You got to respect the nigga can rap, bro. He's boring, but he can rap. The nigga can rap.
I can find 10 niggas I enjoy more. But that's me.
That's
different.
Like, personally, I'm not really a huge Kendrick fan.
We're going
to
do like...
But if you had to sit down and think about it, you're going to say J. Cole. You're going to.
You even said he can rap.
He can rap.
He's just fun to make fun of because he's J. Cole.
And he makes horrible music sometimes. Like, a lot of times.
Sometimes. You know what unfortunately grew on me? Middle Child. I just keep hearing it. The more I hear it because it plays.
I just want to tell you how it feels.
Yeah, when it came out, I was not feeling that shit at all. But it plays at my job a lot, so I guess that's what it was. But
I'm writing a list. I'm counting my time. My mind. Like, nigga, shut the fuck. Like, nigga, this is what you had us waiting for.
Yeah.
You had us hyped up for this.
That's what bothered me. Asshole. I didn't want that to be the first thing I heard from that nigga.
You fucking douche.
Yeah, that nigga was singing an auto-tune.
That
wasn't the first thing I wanted to hear. Like, that could have been a song on the album. It was like, oh shit, okay, that Middle Child joint is actually kind of tough.
Like, you got niggas on your label that's rapping better than you, and that's unacceptable.
On that Pusha T shit. Like, nah, I'm kidding.
Nah, niggas ain't rapping better than Pusha T.
Pusha T is an alien.
Yeah.
Pusha T is a goddamn alien.
I was just going by what Drake said, but.
Niggas are goddamn Martians.
Drake knew he lied when he said that. He said you're not even top 5 best talent on your label.
He knew.
Who the fuck's on the label? Big Sean and Kanye? Nigga, what are you talking about?
He said talent, not rapping.
Either way,
he's top three.
He's top two.
He's not more talented.
And me and you were talking about this on Saturday. Duppy would have killed any other rapper. It would have buried any other
That's called choosing the wrong one.
Yeah.
And he chose the wrong one. He
barked up the wrong tree.
You chose the one nigga.
Because we listened.
Because you thought you was that. Because you memed Meek Mill out of here. Yeah. You thought you could come to Pusha T with that shit and thought it was going to work. No, nigga. You came to a... That's yeah, like you beating up...
Brought a knife to a gunfight.
That's like you beating up Adrian Broner. Then after that, be like, yeah, I could take on Mayweather now.
The fuck you can't.
That nigga's a prepared, calculated mastermind.
Yeah.
You tried to go against Sun Tzu in The Art of War. Oh, my nigga, he wrote the book.
Yep.
That nigga's warfare. That's his craft. And he took him to school.
He took him to school.
You know what it was? Drake didn't realize that nigga had that much information.
That's really what it was.
And that's why you gotta be careful who you fuck with.
Because, I mean, I think the bars on Duppy were better, but...
The bars were better.
It was the information that he was talking about.
It was the fact that once Drake said that nigga's wife's name, it was over.
You thought it was sweet.
I knew it.
As soon as he did that, I was like, it's done.
It's Pusha T, bro.
He thought his keys happened to you, we didn't like Vanessa Williams. I'm like,
And then you got fucking Jazz Prince out here like, yeah, Drake would have killed him, but I had to stop.
That nigga ain't do shit.
He pulled an OG move.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. You ain't convincing me of nothing. That's how I know he lost.
I wish that nigga did all this scrambling.
I've never heard of this nigga doing this. Offering money to get some information. He had him scrambling.
It was bad.
This is all 40's fault.
Why?
That's sick. And you're wallet.
40's the reason why the information got leaked.
Oh.
I thought you were about to say because he's...
Because he's sick, because of the sick line. I was like, oh, that's why.
Pusha said Kanye didn't tell me.
Apparently. Pusha. I feel like that's not true, though.
I don't think Pusha would lie, though.
I think Pusha's the devil. So Pusha trying to put 40 against Drake? Absolutely.
Yo, if he did that, bro.
Nigga, that's what he tried to do.
The music just won't hit the same.
That's what he tried to do. Ooh. When does Pusha T ever talk about where he gets information? Wow. He only did that to try to put 40 against Drake and ruin that nigga.
And it's crazy because the care package dropped, and then I'm listening to the first song.
Diabolical genius.
Dreams Money Can Buy. He's throwing shots at Pusha there. I think that's the beginning of it, right? What we say?
I don't know. But like, you're playing with fire, my nigga, and nigga got burnt, and I bet you he won't ever do it again.
And it was just weird because it was just like after the whole Meek situation, I was like, yo, this nigga's untouchable.
Yeah, he thought he was riding high.
It seemed like it because it was so strategic. And he embarrassed the fuck out of a nigga who can actually rap.
Yeah, exactly. Too like,
he just came at that strategy was just all wrong. Yeah.
But you went up against a nigga. He could rap, but he's sloppy.
Yeah, he is.
But this nigga can rap better.
And he's more calculated.
And he's a calculated, diabolical demon.
Yeah, that's literally what it was.
You were not ready for that
yet. Yeah, this nigga's Satan,
because,
bro.
Nigga, I know things about you.
This nigga is Satan.
And nigga, you looked up to me before.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I'm going to destroy you every time.
I mean, Drake mentioned that bar too, Duppy.
Yeah. You can mention it, but it still don't mean that didn't happen.
Nah, I mean, you're right.
Show enough.
And then I'm going to own you now.
Like you said in the car the other day, that nigga changed companies.
Yeah. He ruined a press release.
He ruined that Adidas deal. Drake
was not supposed to be rocking Nike everything. He definitely had that
three strikes deal ready.
Yep. It was coming out.
Cut that shit short.
Chop that tree right down, man. You hate to see it. But he signed a better deal. More than likely.
He got the Nike bag.
Yeah. Chilling.
Should check some of the strikes. That's what I like.
Yeah.
He's Nike and Jordan, though. That shit's tight.
I mean, Jordan's owned by Nike.
So I know, like, but
so it's
still,
like Nike twice.
But still, like usually when people are Nike, like you're not gonna see Jason Tatum walking around with some Concords on.
Nah.
Niggas Nike. You're not gonna see Zion wearing fucking Kyrie's.
Yeah.
Niggas Jordan. So
it almost seems like a monopoly at that point.
It is. The shit gets deep. That's why I was surprised to see Drake doing like collabs with both. Like the OVO, like the OVO gear is Nike. Like when, like if they, if he's wearing a shirt, it's a Nike shirt, but his shoes are Jordans. So it's like a joint deal. It's like it's like a sneaker deal with Jordan.
The nigga wears a lot of Nike, and then
yeah, I think it's a sneaker deal with Jordan, and then like the clothing is Nike. Either way, that's some ball. That's some ball shit.
He can't dress because he's a fucking dweeb.
He can't dress at all. The nigga wore a black T-shirt in a music video.
Yeah, I'll never forgive him for that.
I'll never forgive him for that.
Too,
in like a that. Video that everybody wanted to see. Yeah. Mind you, that video also wasn't that good.
Now the video's just hilarious.
They dropped the ball. Nah, it was funny
because they tried to make it funny. I feel like it should have been more.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why they tried to make it funny. Thing. Yeah,
but I feel like Drake wanted
what
that.
What
the like,
fuck is grown and sexy about Drake and Chris Brown?
The song? Huh? The song.
You just said it.
The song itself.
That's grown and sexy to you?
I mean, like, they are, like...
That still sounds like some immature shit
to me. He said, well, they're both grown and they're both sexy.
I was waiting for him to confirm.
No, I didn't say that. Yeah. Nah, but, like...
You
like,
felt it.
But, like, look at Rick Ross's videos. His videos are always, like, you know, like, some boss shit. You know?
Because Rick Ross is a boss, and he's been portraying that since day one.
Yeah, they not about that.
They're not.
They're not about that.
I feel like Drake asked to do that shit. Like, let me
do that. Like, but I know you're a dweeb, though. Like, you can't get the boss shit off, but you're a dweeb, like, in your heart of heart. Like, when he started doing the breakdancing, that's the real Drake right
no,
there.
No, that's why I said he wanted to do that. That's why I was so
that
natural.
That was his suggestion. He's like, ew, ooh, yeah. The snake's coming. Like, that's the purest form of Drake you're ever going to see.
Yeah.
And you gave that millions and millions of dollars.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what happens. Oh, I just saw on my Twitter. What? This chick on here said, DM me if you want to purchase some content. Hmm. And I'm like, what do you mean content?
OnlyFans?
Yes. She calls herself a content creator. I hate, yo. You're not a content creator.
You're
yo.
A fucking internet stripper.
You fucking show your asshole on the internet on an OnlyFans account. Me seeing your motherfucking sphincter is not content.
It's not content, baby.
She literally calls herself a content creator. No, bitch. Like, no, like you don't have talent.
Yeah.
Yo.
You're just a girl.
You're just a girl.
You're just a woman. You're just a woman and men like that.
You just a fat ass.
Yeah.
You don't have no special discernible skills.
Nope.
Like, you can't paint nothing.
But, hey, man, you know, I respect it.
No, I don't respect it.
If that's how you make your money.
I don't respect it.
Do you?
No.
Do you?
I don't respect Fuck that. Fuck that. You know, you can do that. Go ahead, but just call it what it is.
Yeah.
That's
what I mean. Yes.
Yeah. I respect. All right.
I don't respect you trying to glorify it.
Don't tell me that
you're trying to make it seem like you're doing a lot
higher form of art or yourself. Don't call yourself an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Don't call yourself a businessman. No. You're a cyber slut. Relax.
Yeah,
nah, you're not an entrepreneur if I can Google your motherfucking your birth canal.
Yeah.
No.
Not by any means.
No. You're not an entrepreneur if I can access you for $20 a month. Nope. No thanks. You don't have talent. You have an asshole and you keep it clean sometimes. And people degenerates
and keep it clean
like
sometimes.
Us like to look at that.
Yeah. Amen.
And some of us are so desperate as to the fact that penny. We'll spend a little paper on that.
Show a little shoulder.
Yeah, you know.
So, you know. I don't know. I just hate a lot of shit.
You do.
I just find myself getting more grumpy.
Here you are.
Just hating shit. I'm a grumpy old man.
Yeah, you are. All right, as long as you accept it.
Yeah, I accept it, and I'm going to keep hating shit, so... As long as people... Yeah, I'm just going to keep hating shit. I like doing that. I like hating shit.
Is that all? We got it?
I think we've got everything that we need. Yeah. Corey, you got anything else?
That's it.
Shout out. You got a shout out. Shout outs?
Any
shout out our boy Army.
Oh, shout out Army.
He knows
hooking us up.
He know what he did.
Hooking us up. He know what he did.
He knows what he did. Shout out to you, bruh.
Shout out to you, fam-a-lam.
I don't have anything else. Yeah,
I don't know. Shout out our boy Eric Ashton for the new
logo artwork.
If you need anything, Eric_EricAshton on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Same, I believe it's Instagram. It's the same.
Same thing on Instagram, I believe.
Yeah. Shout out. We haven't shouted out Shelby at Garden Ave Clothing.
Yeah, we haven't shouted out Shelby in a minute.
Because he be getting on our goddamn nerves. That's why.
Yeah, pass to us. Yeah.
Need some more merch, too. Yeah,
we need more merch. You're slacking.
Yeah.
Fuck nigga. All of that noise.
Nigga, I want to fit it.
Exactly. Shout out to Dow over at Dow Digital.
Shout out to Dow. We promise the merch is coming.
Yeah, the merch is coming.
At least I feel like we
won't
like
let your money go in vain. I think that's
visuals
it.
Are coming too.
Yeah, we're figuring that out.
We got it mapped out. Visuals should be here by next month.
Yeah, and just a little tidbit: we mapped out how far it is for our 100th episode. It's looking like it's somewhere in February, and that's when we're probably gonna go for the live show.
Yes.
So prepare yourself for that.
Prepare yourself. For that.
As we prepare ourselves, it's not as soon as we wanted it to be, but we wanted it to be good, and we felt like our 100th episode just makes the most sense. So it's probably going to be sometime in February. That's also if we do 20-something consecutive. 20, it was 28 weeks. 28 consecutive.
We don't miss a week.
If we don't miss
between
a week.
Between now and February, which we can hope for.
You know that's not going to happen. So, yeah, we already know. We're aiming for February. So yeah, man, as long as you stick with us, we stick with y'all. We're gonna just keep getting better, adding more to our game, adding more developing. To this, just developing, making just to make it more entertaining for y'all. But the visuals are definitely on the way.
Mm-hmm. And if y'all got suggestions, ideas, things you want to see, things you want to hear from us, don't hesitate to hit us up. Don't hesitate to DM us or hit us up personally. DM the pod. Mm-hmm. And you can DM the pod at NTS Pod on Twitter. Our personal Twitters, I'm Mike Lowkey, which is MikeLowKey. MikeLowKey.
It almost sounded like you spelled that wrong, but I think you got it. And I'm DJELZEE on everything.
Corey. All right.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I put it on Twitter and Instagram.
We're about to advertise your shit everywhere.
I put it on Twitter and Instagram.
You have no anonymity anymore.
It doesn't really
matter. You want to be in the game, you lose your anonymity. Exactly.
You trying to get jumped in or not, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
But,
trying to be the mysterious part. Nah, nigga, you in the game now, bitch.
You ask for this life, nigga, now live it.
Yeah.
Bask in it.
You
want to
be in the logo? You in the gang now, nigga. You on the set, cuz.
Exactly.
You can find our Instagram at Not That Serious Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Same name for our socials on Twitter. The same on Instagram. So you got any ideas, suggestions, things you want to see, hear, know, learn, whatever, hit us up there. Make sure you hit our website, ntspodcast.com, mm-hmm. which is where you can find links to all the streaming websites where we are hosted at, which will give you links to all our previous episodes. You can go to the merch shop where you can cop some existing merch where new merch is coming. Can you relax?
Corey. Was that porn?
Nah, probably. Nah. Some nude some chick probably sent on.
I
look like a girl fingering her asshole. It's kind of lit.
That sounds
I'll
need
her
right.
to play for me afterwards. So just thank you for every. All right, make sure you listen, leave a comment, like, subscribe. Mm-hmm. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. That only helps us grow. And more listeners means more, you know, opportunities for us to reach more people. And that gives us more opportunities on the other end, which with merch and money. We need to hit as many people as possible. Nigga. We're trying to grow. We're trying to make money off this shit. We're trying to not work ever again.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck with us.
Fuck with us.
Fuck with your boys.
So... shout out to everybody that's been listening since day one, mm-hmm. or if today's your day one, if you started listening last week, or you never want, or if you're never going to listen again, we still fuck with you.
No, we don't. No. We're just saying that to make you feel good.
Yeah. We don't rock with you no more. But anybody that's listening right now, we appreciate you. We really do. And you know what it is. We will see y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.